cutting through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide on July 1st, 2019 from the InfoWars News Center in Austin in defiance of the globalists. On TV and radio satellites, on hundreds of radio and TV stations, on global shortwave and dominating at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and Paul Watson's great site, Summit.News. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I have an incredibly full plate. The Democrats promised terror. Antifa is hitting people over the head with crowbars, throwing acid attacks on people. That's what it is. These concrete attacks have lime in them. It's all coming up. But first, I want to air this piece that I've aired Friday, Sunday, and today, because it's so important, remembering how evil the globalists are and the Democrats, and that their operating system is killing children and hating humanity. Well, they claim give them all the power because they love humanity. No, they hate children. They hate life. They hate everybody. They hate themselves. Here's the report.
Our main story tonight concerns breast implants. Some are against them, others believe they're fine in rare cases, and many believe you should be able to get them whenever the fuck you want. Sorry, did I say breast implants? I meant abortions. Tonight's main topic concerns abortion.
So tonight, in honor of America, I'd like to do a salute to abortion in the Brace 10th Annual Salute to Abortion.
Vagina.
It's a woman's body, and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. It wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. Does that have the heartbeat?
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
That is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It's a clump of cells at 12 weeks.
You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
Because you adopt.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah. I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
A fertilized egg is a human being.
Yeah.
A fertilized egg is a human being.
You're a pain.
Because I don't want to kill babies.
Oh, you kill them. You let them live so they can starve to death.
Dead.
Why'd you spit at us?
I don't agree with you.
No uterus, no right to talk about it. Understand me, motherfucker?
In the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases, and using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo lit up the One World Trade Center spire in pink to celebrate his radical expansion of abortion in New York. State lawmakers approved a law permitting abortion in the state for any reason until the 24th week of pregnancy, and then up until birth.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
There was a question over here.
Yes. Are you for third trimester abortions?
My answer to you is that should be a decision that the woman makes.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. Is it okay to still have children?
How do you justify the decision to allow Planned Parenthood to rent in this city for free?
That's your time.
Next speaker.
There's a new video out on InfoWars.com of two partial birth abortion, 8.5-month-old babies. And it makes you want to kill people. I'm going to just be honest with you right now. My guts, my spirit sees a baby who got killed and its brain sucked out by some asshole. And then they make a joke out of it. These are abortion doctors with third trimester babies that were about to be born, defiling them, making jokes about them that they're having a fight.
They're playing with dead babies in a little medical pan. And it was pretty shocking, gruesome stuff to see, and just total lack of regard for humanity.
It's just absolutely amazing. We're going to have Abby Johnson. I'm sorry.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model, and the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Gentlemen, you are about to hear a world exclusive piece of information hiding in plain view. There are so many angles to this, but here's the fact. I have reviewed in the last 2 days more than 100 videos. We're going to be presenting many of them here. They're up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Antifa engaged in more than 20 acid attacks in Portland, damaging the eyesight and eating the skin off of more than 15 people's faces. And Fox News is only focusing on one person saying he had a milkshake thrown on him. Ladies and gentlemen, Antifa pledged 2 weeks ago and again yesterday to attack the Trump pro-America rally coming up July 4th in D.C., they pledged to block the entrances to get in near the White House area. And they said, we are preparing acid attacks, and put out the ingredients list, and also talked about attacking Tucker Carlson's house, ladies and gentlemen. This is unprecedented evil. So pulling back from this, did you hear what I just said? We have the videos. We have the audio. We have the photos. We have them admitting it on the Antifa site in D.C., the Antifa site in Portland, Oregon, the Antifa sites in San Francisco, the Antifa sites in Austin, Texas, that there are different ways to produce acid compounds and to then throw them on people to blind them. Ladies and gentlemen, they themselves said, and there's photos and videos that are on screen if you're a TV viewer, that they were going to mix quick-setting concrete and throw it in people's faces. Why would you do that? Because when it's setting, for about an hour after it gets mixed, it will put your eyes out because it has forms of bleach in it and lime activated by the limestone dust, calcium sulfate, aluminae, and amorphous silica, calcium, sulfaalmonate, and other deadly chemicals when mixed. That's why it's quick setting. It has a chemical acid reaction. Now, I worked in construction off and on in high school and college because I could pick up, you know, $20 an hour doing some work here, doing some work there. Very hardworking folks in construction. You wear thick industrial gloves. You wear goggles. You wear a breather if you're dealing with a large mix of it. You've got to wear rubber boots when you get into it. And let me tell you, it's man's work because it gets through the gloves. It gets under things. It eats little holes in you. Portland PD report on Antifa mixing concrete into milkshakes. This creates acid-like chemical weapons. So, Jack Posobiec gets it. I searched all yesterday and found no one getting this. So this is a chemical weapon. This is a chemical weapon. Alumino ferrite is a dark brown crystalline phase commonly found in cements in the cement industry and is termed ferrite. It also exists in nature as a rare mineral. And then it goes on to talk about what it'll do to you. Ladies and gentlemen, lime is what the mafia dumps on top bodies to basically eat them. It's acid. So they mix all these acid compounds together that when they come together have a chemical reaction that makes the concrete set quickly and fuses all of the silica together, and they throw it in your face. And that's why when you look at the photos and the videos, people that were hit with it, their skin is all burned, their eyes are all totally bloody and bloodshot. They will guarantee have vision loss. So what you're looking at is mass terrorists, if you're a TV viewer, radio listeners, the articles are on Infowars.com, literally mixing acid attacks, and then notice the left is all about deception, calling it milkshake attacks. And then we've seen prominent Democrats, prominent BBC reporters, prominent U.S. reporters, leftists saying they'd like to see Nigel Farage hit with an acid attack. Remember that? Prominent leftist journalist calls for acid attack on Nigel Farage. He says there needs to be acid in there. That was 3 weeks ago. Antifa now vows to attack families trying to go to a 4th of July event in D.C. They're trying to get somebody to shoot them. Doesn't matter. They dump acid right on your 5-year-old's face. You pull a gun and shoot them. You will be the terrorist. You will be the bad guy. They are the little meth heads that work for the cities, that work for the universities, and work for the federal government. That's why the Portland mayor allows them to do all this, because a lot of them are his staff, it's turned out. They are a domestic terror group. The Proud Boys never got designated a terror group, but the media lied and they lost all their bank accounts and everything because of another media hoax. Kind of like they said, I sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. Did no such thing. Sent 9.6 million emails. After I get sued, people put magic links that are hidden in emails about Sandy Hook. They subpoena the emails we never opened, find the hidden links. Same law firm that found that put a fake transcript into the court 2 weeks ago saying that I talked about white Jew boys on air. Did no such thing. Said white shoe boys. But again, I'm not saying that that law firm did that. I'm saying after I got sued, somebody sent us the child porn we never opened, but magically they subpoenaed, found the hidden links, and you get that headline. This is total weaponization by the left, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely insane. It's totally out of control. If you want to find the right article from last week, so that's about a 2-year-old article up there you put up. What you pull up is Raw Story did a retraction on the Jew boy comment and said white shoe boy, and that's the one. Just put a rawstory.com at the end of your search. There it is. This is the reality of how the globalists are operating. Now, I'm going to say this again. Let this sink in. Antifa, the Maoist communist group in the United States set up 30 years ago that calls for overthrowing the government, killing their political enemies, banning free speech. They are now nationwide saying they're going to attack anybody at 4th of July rallies, anybody that tries to go out in public, anybody that tries to support Trump, any type of veterans rallies, any type of free speech rallies, that they're going to attack them with chemical weapons, with acid attacks, borrowing it from the Islamists who are their gods. They were so vicious and hateful in Portland, outnumbering folks 10 to 1, that they beat up a, quote, gay man in a summer dress who they just decided to beat up. If you're in a wheelchair, they attack you. They target weakness, ladies and gentlemen. And they were wearing brass knuckles, leaded gloves. When we come back, we'll play clips of the media praising it and defending it. These are the street-level brown shirt terrorists. All of these videos are up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. When we come back, we'll go through all the articles on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com where we show the crowbarred heads, the blood, all of it when we come back on the other side of this break. But acid attacks are taking place in America. They mixed hundreds of containers of the chemical weapon, and they attacked men, women, and children with crowbars and with clubs and with improvised hatchets, and the police stood there as terrorists and did nothing, aiding the criminal left, beating people in the head for no reason with clubs over and over and over again, up to 30 stitches per giant slash. This is America, while spraying pepper spray and dumping acid on their faces. This is the left, terrorist.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Antifa said they would start carrying out acid attacks, and they mixed up hundreds and hundreds of containers of it in the park in Portland, came out and attacked men, women, and children, split heads open with crowbars, and Fox News is calling it milkshake attacks, chemical weapon acid attacks, and they're pledging to attack Trump's 4th of July Celebrate America event coming up on July 4th in D.C. We're going to have reporters there. This is an incredible time to be alive in America. The left knows they're losing, so they're launching a violent revolution. And the mainstream media is praising them. And coming up, we've got clips of the Democrats praising Antifa and what they've done. They're starting a violent war. Here is a clip of just some of what happened in Portland.
Oh.
Hit, punched, pepper sprayed, and has acid thrown his face, burning his eyes and face as they throw more quick set concrete. Some of the concrete's totally set, so their glass is full of concrete. Others, it's still setting with lime and acid. This is terrorism in America. Mobs of cowards ganging up. This is why we have the Second Amendment, folks. And they start coming to your houses, which they pledge to do, like Tucker Carlson's. And they're now doxing federal agents and Border Patrol, saying they're going to come to their houses and kill them. They're going to find out that the acid won't beat bullets when we defend ourselves. But in any leftist system, the arch crime is defending yourself against leftist thugs. We have stacks of articles with that. Here they are beating men who are peaceful from behind with metal bars, splitting their heads open. We can show some of the photos here of people literally covered in blood. This is the reality. This is what is unfolding. This is terrorism, leftist, organized, defended terrorism in America. Joe Biden came out and praised Antifa's wonderful people during the debates. And we've got a compilation of some of the other leftists praising the domestic terror group where the police just stand there while men, women, and children are beaten in the head with metal bars up to 30 stitches and acid attacks, a chemical weapon attack. No one else is breaking this down. No one else is even getting what's happening because the left defines things. There aren't two genders. They're not terrorists when they attack you. And quick set concrete thrown in your face that can put your eyes out and eat your skin off, that's milk because they are God. And even babies after they're born should be killed now because the left said they're not human. Kill those little creatures. Ha, ha, ha. And there's the photos of them mixing it all, handing out hundreds and hundreds of acid bombs. So they could come out and just split people's heads wide open. You know, more folks are going to show up now to Portland and D.C. This won't intimidate Americans. And I predict that mayor is going to end up getting arrested for protecting him. I predict that you're going to have serious stuff go down in that meth head, demon infested area known as Portland, Oregon. And these folks will be identified. They will be going to prison. Unbelievable. But this is when the scum comes out of their rat holes. By the way, the man that got particularly beaten badly, Adam Kelly, his head split open, many others did, he was helping a, quote, gay man in a summer dress who the Antifa just attacked because they thought they were weak. Antifa even attacks their own people. Like when Pelosi was forced to say they were basically terrorists a year ago because they were just attacking their own people at a Democrat rally event countering a Christian prayer vigil. They're a bunch of scum who are cowards, who've never had any power, who are bullies. So they go out and get together, and they go into feeding frenzies, beating innocent people. Here is the enemy of the American people, the globalist corporate media, on the Chi-Com payroll, celebrating their brown shirt shock troops.
I argue to you tonight, all punches are not equal morally. In the eyes of the law, yes. But in the eyes of good and evil, here's the argument.
They are strictly principled anti-fascists. And what they see in the Trump administration and what they see happening in this country, they see the neo-fascism that we see. And they've taken a principled stand to stand against white supremacists and white nationalists wherever they may show up.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting. Listen, there's, you know, no organization is perfect. There is some violence.
I think that a lot of people recognize that when pushed, self-defense is a legitimate response to white supremacist and neo-Nazi violence.
The problem is to equate the violence in reaction against bigotry with the bigotry itself is to misunderstand the fact that when you go to cancer treatment, the radiation is tough treatment, but it is meant to remove the cancer.
There's a group of anti-fascists called the Black Bloc, which do tend to get violent. Their idea is, look, nonviolence hasn't worked, and we are going to try to stop this. But they wouldn't have been there. They wouldn't have been anywhere near there had it not been for the fact that white supremacists, neo-Nazis, were out scaring the living daylights out of most of the people in that town.
Thuggishness is thuggishness wherever it comes from politically, and we should be the first to call it out.
Wow, somebody said no to it. Andy No, who's Asian, got beat over the head and had acid thrown on him, and his eyes are all red and bloody, and his face is all half eaten off. But, you know, that's okay to have a quick concrete thrown in your hair and your face because, again, the media said we're Nazis. And what did Congressman Crenshaw say last week in Congress? The veteran now congressman, he pointed out that to Big Tech, we'll play that when we come back, that calling everyone Nazis when this country invaded a continent and millions of people were killed to take out the Nazis is inciting violence. And that's exactly what they've done, ladies and gentlemen. So they're out there involved in chemical weapons attacks, violent attempted murder with steel clubs thrown full power. They basically had foil swords, if you really look. They had big, long batons that you can kill people with if you hit them in the neck. And this is what it's come down to because a bunch of white meth heads that work for the mayor said that an Asian guy who's just a journalist, oh, let's beat him up because we're a bunch of trash. Whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, let this sink in that the corporate media is going to cover this up. They're going to defend it. You just saw them defend the violence. You just saw the left and the corporate media defend the radiation treatment you're about to get to teach you to submit. They've been breeding this in the colleges, in the foundations, and now they're making their move. Hillary was supposed to get in. They were supposed to roll all this out against us with her as president. But now they're doing it even though she's not in. So we don't have full control of the government back, folks. They're fighting to maintain their control and getting violent to teach us. Don't eat at leftist restaurants. Don't shop with them. We must separate ourselves economically and boycott Hollywood, the globalists, all their trash, and don't visit their cities. Let them be in the rats and feces and heroin needles. Just they are absolute baby-killing trash. Demonic filth from the pit of hell. And fight back. They want to silence you. They want to bully you. They can't stop you from spreading the word about InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We'll be right back.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is Providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
InfoWars and free speech. And your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault, so we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You're not seeing this, and you're kind of lucky. The live feeds are at InfoWars.com/show. Those of us watching, join us in a moment. The left is allied with radical Islam. They have up to 7 acid attacks in London a day, up to 30 knife attacks a day. Children just got stabbed. Paul Watson is going to be joining us. He was coming on about calls for acid attacks on Brexiters that are being called for by BBC journalists. Other journalists are saying they don't want to see milkshakes thrown. They want to see acid. Well, Antifa made good They started saying 2 weeks ago they're going to attack the 4th of July event that Trump has, celebrating America, that we're going to have journalists at covering. There's one of the headlines, newswars.com. Leftists advocate acid attacks against Nigel Farage. Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, that was just May 21st. So Antifa picked up on that. Corporate media praises the attacks. And now it's here. Now it's unfolding. Ted Cruz is calling for an FBI investigation. FBI investigation? Ladies and gentlemen, if I went and had a demonstration at a park and loaded quick-set concrete into hundreds of paper cups to go tell people, talk about mind control, oh, it's milkshakes, but really it's acid. They brag, we're going to put people's eyes out. It can put your eyes out. And then they go and throw it on people's faces, eating their skin off, burning their eyes, macing people and hitting them in the head with metal clubs, splitting their heads open, giant split open heads, blood pouring everywhere of peaceful people. And CNN goes, oh, there was a fight in Portland when liberals attacked Nazis. It's like the congressman said, Crenshaw, last week, naming everybody that's your opposition Nazis is a form of terrorism. And then they tell all these city workers, that's mainly what it is, meth head city workers, to go attack peaceful people that dare exercise their First Amendment. I am so blown away. Ted Cruz calls for FBI to investigate and bring legal action against Portland mayor. Ted Cruz calls for legal action against Portland mayor. Democratic terrorist could target 4th of July holiday events. ABC News, but no known plots, say the feds. Incredible. Domestic terrorists could target it. And, of course, we know who those are. No known plots? You just saw terrorists mixing up hundreds of cups of a chemical weapon. Quick-set concrete has four different types of acid in it. It makes concrete fuse together. It'll eat your eyeballs out. Ask anybody. Read the damn package. New video shows Antifa crowbar attack. Macing of elderly man. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Newswars.com. We're going to go to Paul Watson right now. But please remember, this is why we need your support. America is going in to the most insane time since 1776. The world is going into the most insane time we've seen. There's a major global realignment against tyranny. And all over the world, from Brazil to England to the United States to Germany to Sweden to Russia, they have Soros-funded, his son's the main controller of it, funded Antifa physically attacking people as modern brown shirts. You cannot make the magnitude of this up. And InfoWars is the vanguard of fighting it and standing against it with our intrepid reporters that go into this. Millie Weaver, Caitlin Bennett, Owen Schroyer, they menaced Schroyer with guns, threatened to kill him just last year in Austin. The police did nothing because we're a blue city. The police are aiding and abetting this. This is America. They're not going to let Trump win. They're censoring. They're preparing terror attacks. And if Trump doesn't move against him, it doesn't matter how popular he is, they will sweep him from office and bring in a reign of terror. Then you'll have a civil war and the Second Amendment in defensive terms will come out. Remember when I got banned off Twitter last year? They said that I said kill journalists with guns. Never said it. They never showed you video. I said Antifa says they're coming to people's houses to kill them. Members of law enforcement, they're doxing you in Congress. You have a right to defend yourself. So be there and understand, have your battle rifles ready. Well, now they're doxing federal law enforcement everywhere and saying they're coming to your house to kill you. And now they're mixing up concrete with acid and throwing it in people's faces and beating them over the head with clubs. They're about to make their move. Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News and Infowars.com. You have been at the epicenter. I asked you to come on last week. You were too busy about the threats of acid attacks against Brexiters. And now it's happening in America. And they say coming up July 4th, they're going to hit everybody at July 4th in D.C. My God, imagine terrorists are going to mix up acid and attack conservatives all over the world. And our own governments aren't going to do a damn thing, Paul.
Well, there's one congressman that's come out about an hour ago, Alex, and it's up on InfoWars. Congressman calls for Antifa to be labeled a domestic terror organization. This was already happening back at the start of 2016. You had New Jersey Homeland Security and Homeland Security in general telling local and state authorities that Antifa was involved in, quote, domestic terror activities. So you already had that going back to early 2016. They're still getting away with it They're now literally threatening acid attacks on a free speech rally next weekend. And the question is, why are they allowed to wear masks, Alex? Police have confiscated weapons from Antifa domestic terrorists before. These masks are only being worn for one reason, so they can get away with committing violent crime. Okay, so if they come into a protest area with an object which is going to be used in the process of committing a violent crime, why is that not being taken away from them? Ban the masks and then it's bye-bye Antifa because they can no longer hide their identities. But finally, we've got a congressman not just saying it needs to be investigated, he said outright, declare them a domestic terrorist organization. Their avowal of violence and routine intimidation, harassment and assault of Americans has no place in our country. So again, will we see any action or will we see potentially acid attacks en masse against Americans standing up for their free speech rights this weekend in Washington, D.C.?
Paul, they are organizing. They are serious. They are protected. As you wrote at InfoWars.com today, and this has all got to go viral, folks. You've got to be the Paul Revere's. Fox is barely covering this. CNN is praising Antifa as of going live today. If these articles don't get out, people don't even know that concrete was used, and they don't even know that it was Kwikset that's acid. They don't even know about the heads being split open. This is a massive cover-up, and Antifa is flexing and testing, and the police just stood there while all this happened.
Yeah, and it's all being organized on Facebook and Twitter. I'm banned on Facebook. You're banned on Facebook. You're banned on Twitter. We know the group behind it, Alex. It's called Rose City Antifa. They've literally got a post on Facebook right now celebrating the, quote, amazing success of their people smashing in old men's heads with crowbars and macing them in the face. They're on Twitter, not being banned, not being suspended on Twitter. They're raising money from a website called rally.org. People need to contact this website called rally.org and ask them, do you support domestic terrorism? Because your platform is being used to raise money for domestic terrorists. They've got a website. Who hosts their website? On this website, they openly dox people. They list their direct address. They talk about Haley Adams, who was attacked at one of these events last year, but violently attacked again. They list her exact apartment, her exact address on their website. Who's hosting this website? Why are people who are doxing people who have been proven to commit violent crimes? You could call that attempted crowbar. You could call the crowbar attack attempted murder. They're allowed on Twitter, Alex.
In the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. The false claim that you purposely sent kiddie porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafka. This is bizarre. But the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kiddie porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified. But I wonder, where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have through their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing, and that we were right about this.
own world. Infowars.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's already being printed. Your new ultra limited edition Clown World t-shirt will be shipped out to you. And on the back, like a concert t-shirt, Clown World 2020, Cory Booker and all the rest of the usual suspects. We're going to have live coverage, and there's only 5,000 of these being printed. And that's it, and it funds the operation. It's a clown world, and we're just living in it. Celebrate the circus that is Democratic base. This exclusive limited-time Clown World shirt, $19.95, really soft, nice, high-quality fabric, whole nine yards for everybody, no reviews yet. And, yes, we're running store-wide, free shipping, 50% off of the supplements, and double Patriot points. And that's how we fund this operation. Thanks to you, the amazing audience, and this amazing crew, and everybody else, we will prevail. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please support us today. These sales are big. Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Paul Watson's with us for two more segments. Hosting the second hour, fourth hour tomorrow. The second hour today, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, founder of Oath Keepers, is going to be joining us. And then we have Soph coming on the broadcast as well to talk about all the censorship that's been going on. And Gerald Celente. And I think Robert Barnes is going to be popping in the last 30 minutes with some information as well. I'm pretty upset right now because, see, I'm not adapting to being enslaved. I'm not adapting to how they use Islamicists, the left does, as their enforcers all over Europe, and how they use Antifa in Europe and the U.S. as their vicious enforcers in every blue cesspit city or area to go around beating people up under police protection. I'm adapting and overcoming. I'm upset that my reporters are going to be up there in D.C. covering this, where terrorists are saying they're going to throw acid on people and beat them over the head with metal bars for no reason for exercising the 4th of July, and our corporate media is defending it and saying they're heroes. I'm upset that Trump isn't doing anything about this. I'm upset that Trump gives lip service about he's going to fight censorship. We all get excited and he's going to have a summit coming up on July 11th. Well, guess what? If I go to that summit, I'll be outside bullhorning it to get media attention that we don't have action. I don't care about having my being patted on the head inside. Just like press passes don't do anything in some rotting press office where Obama's picture still hangs up at the White House in the press room. The left is making the revolutionary terrorist move. They've now ratcheted up to organized people handing out concrete, acid, chemical weapon milkshakes. And Congressman calls for Antifa to be labeled a domestic terror organization. Republican Congressman Jim Banks has called for Antifa to be labeled a domestic terror organization following the violence in Portland. The violence. You mean the left viciously attacking anybody and everybody. Get that article out. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Send out to everybody you know. We're going to go back to Paul Watson right now. I was just during the break meeting with the warehouse folks. So our products are made in America, distributed in America, you name it. And they said, listen, boss, your 50% off sale has been so good, but you only mark stuff up 150%. Well, it's up to 50% off. We're only making 20-30%. If that, you're selling out of X2, you're selling out of Brain Force, you're already selling out of Turbo Force, you're selling out of Bodies, you're selling out of a whole bunch of stuff, you're going to have to end this sale, at least on a bunch of products. So the 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points will end on July 5th because a bunch of stuff is about to sell out. It will end. Now, we'll still have some stuff that's on sale because I've habituated everybody to always wanting 50% off. And that's great. We just have to sell a lot of it to be able to operate because there's not a lot of profit. We've only got about 100 left of the Clown World Ultra Limited Edition Clown World T-shirts. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great new limited edition Space Shuttle, Space Force shirt that's so popular, and a lot of others. But whatever you do, think about how free speech is under attack and how critical InfoWars is to be the loud, focused voice pointing out this is a chemical acid attack. You're not seeing that on Fox or CNN. That's the truth. That's how crazy it's gotten. So read the thousands of five-star reviews. Everything is 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. A lot of other big specials as well. 888-253-3139. All right, Paul Watson, you've got the floor the next 10 minutes. Get into what you predict's coming next. D.C., the lack of action on this terror group, the mixing of the chemical weapon in front of everybody, the police standing down. This shows they're really going to go the whole way coming into 2020.
Well, people forget that Antifa members were actually arrested back in February 2017 for planning an acid attack on Trump supporters. Whether Trump administration is actually going to do anything about literal terrorists trying to target his supporters remains to be seen. But there's a headline from 2017, third arrest made in connection to planned deplorable acid attack. And it was a plan that involved, quote, setting off butyric acid bombs into the ventilation systems of the National Press Club, who was hosting this event. The activists allegedly planned the attack with members of the DC Anti-Fascist Coalition. And again, these are some of the same groups that have terrorized Tucker Carlson's family there in DC at his home. Court documents claim the plan was to deploy butyric acid near the air ducts and or deploy bottles of butyric acid on the floor in order to cause the ball attendees to evacuate the building as a result of the smell. So that was a plan. People were arrested for it. And then we have a new plan today, which is up on Infowars.com. Antifa member threatens to acid attack attendees of DC free speech event. And they got the Telegram messages of whoever this individual is, who should be the subject of a FBI or DHS investigation right now. And he's using the pseudonym and he's using the artwork of this journalist who works for Rolling Stone magazine and Playboy magazine. The individual who is the journalist claims that it's not him, even though he's written pro-Antifa articles in the past, and the guy sending the messages is obviously pro-Antifa and using his symbology, but he claims it's not him. And he's literally in this Telegram group chat saying, "You can't fight if you can't see." These are his words. Quote, "I just want to toss as many balloons of muriatic acid in the faces of many Proud Boys as I can. I want to blind as many of you bleep suckers as possible. A nice balloon filled with muriatic acid covered in wax." And the reason they want to cover it in wax, as Big League Politics explains, muriatic acid can be purchased in virtually any pool store or home improvement store. It's dangerous on its own. You can wash it off with water, but by combining it with the axe, it will immediately form a film similar to candle wax on the injured person's skin. So then that's a way of getting it into the bloodstream of the intended victim. They're literally talking about this in these Telegram
chats. Sure, it's like napalm. Napalm is meant to stick to your body. So this is an acid that sticks to your body that's very hard to get off.
Yeah, and they planned to do that in the past. They're planning to do it again. Apparently, DHS and FBI are now going to provide some kind of security, or they're going to have a presence at this DC free speech rally on the 6th. So it remains to be seen if they actually do anything. Again, why not confiscate the masks, ban the masks? Then they can't turn up because they're wearing the masks because they're committing violent crimes and trying to hide their identities.
Think about the magnitude of this, that they're doing this, that it's organized, they're making asset attack stuff in the park in front of the police. This just shows the blue cities are saying they represent illegal aliens now, that we should open borders. Beto O'Rourke is campaigning in Mexico. Major journalists are calling for asset attacks on Nigel Farage. I mean, they've just gone stark raving lunatic mad.
No, precisely, and we predicted it all along. The media made a big joke about the milkshake attacks. Oh, it's just the milkshake snowflakes, what you're worried about. Bear in mind, these are the same people who are literally terrified of words and encountering ideas which they disagree with. Oh, but we're the snowflakes because we don't like being doused with milkshakes. Now the milkshakes have got acid in them. They've got quick drying cement in them. You had big left-wing comics on BBC radio shows a few weeks ago joking about throwing acid on Nigel Farage and other people like that. And to segue, Alex, meanwhile in the UK, they're literally treating the guy who bravely fought off the terrorists during the London Bridge attack, where dozens of people were slashed, 8 people killed. Now, the guy who literally fought off the terrorists and said, by the way, revealed that during the attack, the jihadists were saying, quote, "This is for Allah, Islam, Islam, Islam." That's what the terrorist said, according to this victim who was there on the scene. He was literally being slashed in the neck, in the head, fighting them off.
Let's be clear. They killed 8 people, stabbed 30. He charged them and basically said, yeah, that, you know, "I'm British. I'm not going to back down." They stabbed him all over his body. He's a hero. And now he has to go to a re-education center. Tell him about it.
Yeah, he's been put in the UK government. He's been put on the terror watch list. Okay, he's been forced to attend de-radicalization classes because some anti-Islam activists in the UK contacted him. So now he's a suspected potential terrorist simply because they contacted him. He should have been given a medal. They should have given him the George Cross, which is the highest civilian award that you can get, for literally fighting off jihadists as they mowed down people in vans and stabbed people in the neck. This guy is now on a terror watch list. This is the situation we're at. Meanwhile, the British Army says that if you describe yourself as a patriot, that's a sign of dangerous right-wing extremism. This is the clown world that we live in the UK right now.
That's right. Let's talk about it when we come back. The British government, what, a month ago, put out flyers saying, look out for people that like the UK, that want to be in Brexit, and that like to be British or Scottish or Irish. That's bad. The army's watching you. You, if the Muslim wants to stab you, you stretch your neck up, you say, "Right here, sir." I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d-democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Stuart Rhodes is coming up in about 10 minutes, founder of the Oath Keepers, to give us his expert take on this. But, Paul, you were saying during the break that this even shocks you, that organized acid attacks, mainstream media calling for acid attacks in the U.S., in the U.K. against public officials, doxing of law enforcement homes, saying they're coming to kill them, publicly mixing up acid attack milkshakes in the park, beating people's heads in, burning their skin off, and they're just getting started, and CNN says, great job, keep it up.
Well, the thing that shocked me the most this morning was this head. They've literally took the hero of the London Bridge terror attacks, the guy that valiantly fought off the terrorists. He's called the Lion of London Bridge. This stems back to the fact that he screamed, F you, I'm Millwall, to the terrorists, as two of them were simultaneously literally stabbing him in the neck. Millwall is a football team in London who are noted for liking to get in fights. Let's just put it that way. But this guy was rightly lionized and celebrated after the attack. He was in hospital with 80 stitches to his head, ear, arms, hands, and neck after literally fighting off two terrorists. Okay, this is why he's in the de-radicalization program, because he dared tell the public what the terrorists were saying while they were carrying out this attack, which was, quote, this is for Allah, and, quote, Islam, Islam, Islam. Now, there's a video, horrifying video, but from that attack, when the terrorists are literally killing people, from somebody who's cowered under a chair or a table in a restaurant, and somebody else shouts out, it might even have been this guy, Roy Lorna, the Lion of London Bridge. Someone else shouts out, oh, this is effing Muslims, which it was. And the Muslims carrying out the attack were saying, this is for Allah, this is for Islam. So in the video, someone shouts out, this is effing Muslims. And then one of the victims, to illustrate the Stockholm syndrome, literally says in the moment when he's cowering from Islamic terrorists, oh, no, this is not Muslims, shut up. So he's literally denying that it's an Islamic terror attack, while the terrorists are saying it's an Islamic terror attack, while he's literally cowering under a table because it's more important to be politically correct than dead. So on the flip side, you've got this Roy Lorna, who was the hero of the whole thing. Now he's been put in on a terror watch list by the government, and he's been forced to attend de-radicalization classes. He says, quote, they treat me like a terrorist, but I'm not political at all. So he wasn't even political. And they've put him in this database. They've put him on this program. Meanwhile, as I mentioned, we had another story from back in May. British Army says people who describe themselves as patriots are extremist right wingers. Now, bear in mind, just like in America, in many cases, the army itself is being taken over by these social engineers. So they put out a TV commercial trying to recruit Muslims into the British Army by showing the Muslim soldier doing a Muslim prayer while on operation, while in full British Army uniform. Problem is, that hasn't really worked, Alex, because more British Muslims joined ISIS than joined the British Army. Didn't really work out. But then it got even worse because they put out this leaflet, the British Army, and it says, extreme right-wing indicators and warnings. And this is what they list as indications of right-wing extremism. People who describe multicultural towns as lost, people who use the term Islamofascism, which is used by academics and everyone, people who refer to political correctness as a left-wing plot, people who are angry about the loss of national identity, people who make inaccurate generalizations about the left or government, that's so vague it could mean anything, and people who refer to those who challenge any of these views as being indoctrinated, and they include describing oneself as a, quote, patriot, is an indication of right-wing extremism. So they're literally saying that if you say you're a patriot who wants to join the British Army, you're probably a right-wing extremist. Meanwhile, they're putting out television commercials trying to recruit Muslims into the British Army.
Paul, stay there. I want to ask you what you think's coming next. Stay there. I want you to tell us what you think's coming next. And then the founder of Oath Keepers joining us to give us his analysis on all this, the collapsing border and more. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Summit.news.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Lion of London Bridge that stopped a bunch of Muslims who had stabbed 8 people to death, run over a bunch of others, injured 30 others. He fought them off. He was stabbed more than 30 times, had over 50 stitches just in his neck. They tried to slit his throat, but missed his carotid arteries. It's absolutely incredible. Let me just show people a photo of this right now. Dr. McCam shot, please. I mean, just look at his neck right there. Absolutely insane. Stabbed over and over again. He has been sent to a re-education camp. That's what it is. He's been sent for anti-extremist training because someone in the crowd while they were being stabbed said, oh, it's damn Muslims. We're not joking. Paul Watson just covered that. And it's just in the news. Well, he's on probation now, and he's going for re-education. These are globalists taking over our countries. That's why Beto O'Rourke has gone to Mexico to organize the next invasion force. When he was running for Senate, he was bragging, oh, 3 caravans got in last week. Because, you know, we're putting them in concentration camps. Paul Joseph Watson, looking at the Antifa chemical attacks, mixing up the hundreds of glasses, of quick set concrete to put people's eyes out, splitting people's heads open. And this happened Saturday, and Fox News was saying, somebody got hit in the head with a milkshake. No, people have had their heads split open. They have had acid attacks on them. If you or I did this to a leftist, we'd go to prison immediately. The police would do something. Why is the left seen as God and able to engage in any crimes they want? And what do you predict this 4th of July? With the coddled Antifa, most of them government workers, saying they're coming to D.C. to try to stop Trump's 4th of July rally, pledging to attack people with acid.
Well, the media is never going to admit that these are violent domestic terrorists because their narrative radicalized them in the first place. That's the whole point. They're responsible for it by putting out this ridiculous narrative that some soy boy in a mask, some runt in a mask, is on the same level as the troops storming the beaches of Normandy and that absurd comparison that they did a couple of years ago, which, by the way, people like Chris Cuomo on CNN actually supported. They literally compared these runts to British soldiers who were actually fighting Nazi troops on the beaches in France. But what's going to happen, probably at some point, you've had ISIS's own propaganda magazine come out and say, look, we broadly support the same goals as the extreme left in America. Let's work together. Let's give them weapons. Let's give them training. There was an FBI field manual, which we reported on last year, I think it was. Can't find the articles anymore, Alex, because Google broke its own search engine, so there's no way I'm going to find them. But I reported on it for InfoWars, where it was, again, Antifa, far-left radicals, and ISIS, Islamic terrorists, looking to work together. You had a guy who tried to massacre vast numbers of people. This came out December 2017. PS39 terrorist was an anti-Trump Antifa supporter. Okay. Muslim convert called Everett Aaron Jameson, who planned to carry out a Christmas Day massacre on Pier 39 in San Francisco. You go on his Facebook page. He likes Antifa. He likes Al Jazeera. He likes BuzzFeed. He likes CNN. Of course, whenever anyone pops off a right-wing extremist, which we denounce because we denounce all political violence, if he so much as liked one of your tweets 5 years ago, then you're responsible for his violence. This guy was literally straight out of Antifa casting. He was a Muslim convert, planned a massacre, and that story disappeared. It barely made the news. So the threat, obviously, is when are they going to start working together? And that is hopefully why federal authorities actually have to be on this now and treating it seriously, given what happened in Portland on Saturday.
What do you make of Ted Cruz coming out and saying he wants the Portland mayor investigated? The Portland mayor has admittedly ordered police stand downs, and the police sit there, I guess, because they're leftists or want their paycheck, and allow even children to be attacked, people to be attacked with acid and metal clubs. That is violating their oath of office. They're aiding and abetting terrorism now. I absolutely agree. We need to see that mayor in chains.
Well, the guy who got smashed in the head with the metal pipe with the lacerations and absolutely shocked that he didn't get brain damage or something, he's very lucky. He said that his problem was not with the police because they actually came to actually try and file a report and try and investigate it. So he's blaming Wheeler. He's blaming the mayor. You know, how much of it is the police doing a stand down? Because last year they did start confiscating the weapons in Portland from Antifa members. That obviously didn't happen on Saturday. So it looks like once again, it's coming from the mayor. It's coming from Wheeler, this stand down order. And it's to what extent you blame the police, to what extent you blame the mayor. But this guy himself, the victim, directly blamed the mayor. And you've also got to blame verified check marks on Twitter, some of them who work in the mainstream media, people like Sarah Gailey, who is a verified Twitter user, who said, quote, "While this is all happening, if we can't throw milkshakes, I guess we'll just have to go back to bricks." Literally advocating violent crime and domestic terrorism under a verified Twitter account. The tweet wasn't even deleted as last time.
And Paul, let's expand on that. If you watch the videos, we have a 1 minute boil down. We've been rolling for TV viewers. We have them all unedited, hours of them on Infowars.com and Newswars.com that the audience must get out to warn the public about because mainstream media is soft soaping this or whitewashing it. Even Fox News is. Some of the quote milkshakes, nothing comes out. They're hardened. They're bricks camouflaged in a cup. Others are still liquid and burn their faces. You're actually be more lucky to be hit by the brick than by the acid. These are assaults with deadly weapons, assaults with chemical weapons. This is just unprecedented, and it just shows the ratcheting up towards 2020 as America turns towards the left, as they turn against them. They're just going to get more and more out of control.
Yeah, and it's when people are going to start paying attention. I mean, you had Farage being attacked. You've had other people in the UK being attacked. Matt Gaetz was attacked with a milkshake on June 1st, a Republican congressman. Now it's come out that a staffer who is on the campaign of Mayor Pete is now advocating that he be attacked with urine next time. So they always want to step it up. So it's whether it gets to the level where you have actual lawmakers, elected congressmen and women, being viciously attacked, not just with
milkshakes. Well, Paul, it's already happened. Remember, the crazy guy went from Illinois because he was mad at Trump, tried to kill the 18 members of the conservative caucus, but there was security there and took him out, but not before he shot the congressman from Louisiana. I mean, this is the reality of what's happening. And then even CNN praised the guy, not as a terrorist, but as a hero. Wolf Blitzer had guests on saying he was a hero going after the evil people and shooting Congressman Scalise.
Yeah, James T. Hodgkinson, Bernie Sanders fan, was screaming about healthcare when he was trying to massacre a bunch of Republican congressmen. Then you had the guy who, remember, before the election, rushed the stage and tried to violently attack Donald Trump while he was giving a speech in front of Air Force One. What happened to him in the media? The next day, he was given a sympathetic platform. He was lionized by CNN and others. So this is the whole point. The radicalization process itself has come from the mainstream media, which is now they can't suddenly disavow Antifa because they've been in for the duration with them from the very start. So that's why, I mean, to be fair, there were a few, like even Brian Stelter had to decry it. Jake Tapper had to decry it. So the dam is breaking a little bit, but then you've still got hundreds on Twitter who still advocate violent terrorism. And they've got blue check.
And Twitter is allowing it and condoning it and boosting it. And in closing, I've been sued by Georgetown University claiming I said some photographer killed that woman in Clarksville or whatever it was in Virginia.
Charlottesville, yeah.
Charlottesville, teleprompter free, folks. No, I said Antifa was funded by Soros. The police stood down, herded them together, knowing there'd be an explosion. And then the media tried to brand Antifa as heroes then, which they're not. And so that's why they're pissed and suing me, is because I talked about their little darling meth head professors that dress up like Batman and go out and attack women and children. Paul, you're kicking butt with your prolific writing at newswars.com, infowars.com, and summit.news, the great site you're commanding. And we commend you. Keep it up, my friend. And you're hosting tomorrow in the fourth hour. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, for the rest of the hour, Stuart Rhodes is straight ahead of Oath Keepers. This is critical.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits and the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims or supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature, but Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize guys, organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have photos, you have video of terrorists cooking chemical attacks in a Portland park right by the police, and then coming out and doing it, launching the attack, and it's not even national news. Quick set concrete can put your eyes out, but also they were letting it harden. They were really bricks, and they said, we're going to go out and attack. They split people's heads open. And they did it all, organized criminal activity, organizing for assaults with deadly weapons, mixing quick-set concrete with the lime and four types of acid in it. Anybody's ever worked with quick-set concrete knows you get a drop of it in your eye. It's like bleach. It can blind you. One time I wouldn't listen to these guys. Like, man, you better be careful. I was working on a construction site, and it was almost set. And I was sitting there just playing around with it, patting on it, and it burned my hands. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, Army veteran, has also practiced a constitutional lawyer, joins us to give us his take on this. Beto O'Rourke going and campaigning for president in Mexico. That's even AP's headline. We're going to talk about the left clearly is going into a revolutionary mode. It's a Marxist, Leninist mode. With a Maoist mindset from my research. Stuart, what would you call this incredible period we're in right now?
I think it's Weather Underground Part 2. I think it's the same exact pattern you saw in the late 60s, early 70s, except now, as you've already noted, they've got a mass of new voters, and they're replacing Americans with new voters from other countries through illegal immigration en masse. That's why all of the Democratic candidates, they were talking to their new constituency. They weren't talking to American citizens. So President Trump has got to take decisive action right now. In addition to declaring Antifa a terrorist organization, he should go ahead and just federalize the National Guard and deploy them into both California and Oregon. And while he's there, not just press Antifa, but also start rounding up illegal aliens and deporting them using the National Guard, frankly. What he has to do.
Absolutely. And they'll call that martial law. Now, we have foreign powers, the Chi-Coms and others funding revolution. We have the Democratic Party calling for violence in the streets. We have this video we'll play next segment of all these Democrats calling for violence against Republicans and against their supporters. You have major talk show hosts on the BBC calling for Nigel Farage to be acid attacked. They're saying they're going to attack the 4th of July, all over Twitter and Facebook with acid. They just attacked a bunch of people with acid in Portland, and CNN's calling them heroes, and Fox is barely reporting it. I mean, this is crazy.
It is. And so we should recognize we're already in a civil war. We've talked about this before with Matt Bracken. We've been in a cold civil war for years. But the left, I believe, is ramping it up, and we should just go ahead and just pull the trigger on it now. In the form of President Trump declaring what it is and declaring an insurrection and deploying the military on the border to seal it. And then internally, he should use the National Guard, and he should call on us, the retired military veterans out there in particular, and bring us into service too as the militia. That's what he should do. And of course, and what's happening is his advisors are telling him, well, you can't do this. You can't go after them. You can't go after the sanctuary cities or sanctuary states. You can't do any of these things or the country will explode. Well, let it explode. Let it explode now while he's commander in chief. Let's get it over with. Because otherwise what's going to happen is they're going to steal the election. I mean, the Judicial Watch already came out and said at least 1.5 million. I think it's very low. 1.5 million illegal aliens voted in the midterms. I think it's far, far higher than that. So I think.
No, that's just in California. They just won their lawsuit. In California, it's 1.5 million. That just broke JudicialWatch.org. Absolutely. Proving that Trump was right when he said 3.5 million nationwide. I bet it was more like 10 million.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's far higher. And it'll probably be closer to 20 million for 2020. That's what they're doing. And it's the only reason why all of them are catering to, you know, speaking in Spanish and catering to the illegal aliens, promising them free health care, promising them to decriminalize being in the United States. In other words, carte blanche. You come here, you can stay here. You won't be deported. End of ICE.
And they say on the stage, all Hispanics are insulted by us not having borders. Most Hispanics I know aren't insane. They don't want open borders. They know it's people all over the world coming in. You had some ancestors that came from Mexico, but they came here legally.
Right, and that's the reality, is a lot of American patriots in the Hispanic community are also very much in favor of secure borders. This is complete nonsense. So all that really is the standard leftist tool. All they have is to call us all racist and fascist and xenophobic while they go ahead and replace Americans of every color, black, Hispanic, they're all being replaced with someone from a third world country who has been given a free ride and be given, you know, they get $1,000 on their cards. And free housing. And
Stuart, we're going to walk through all that in the next segment. I'm going to try to give you the floor because you're an expert on the border and have spent thousands of days down there in the last decade covering it all and where you predict this is going. But I want to say something. What you said is incredibly profound. And it's so profound that we almost just can't come on air and just kind of halfway talk about it. So I want to come back and I want to specifically get in to what you just said because it's true. I don't want a violent revolution. I don't want to offensively launch anything. But when the left is terrorists, they're foreign funded. They say, we don't believe in free speech. We're going to overthrow the government. We're going to kill our political opposition. And they're out there chemical attacking people. They're saying we're going to attack 4th of July parades. The mainstream media is promoting it. The borders have broken down. The leftist Congress won't act and is blocking the president. We're already here. We've already been brought into this crisis. And we have the entire Democratic stage of 20 people speaking in Spanish and pandering to those outside the country and Beto going to Mexico saying, let's tear down the border and invade. This is the globalist onslaught. This is America facing fifth generation warfare. This is the globalist move. And what you said is so profound. We come back. We want to give you the floor, you know, as your military background, constitutional lawyer background, but also just a man who's been, you know, trained on the streets of this country, traveling to all 50 states and predicting this over a decade ago. That Trump's in now. Imagine if Hillary was in. Imagine if they assassinate him. Imagine, and again, we're going to win this physical civil war. But I predict it's going to kill millions. They're going to start the fight. We're going to defend ourselves. They've already been punching us in the nose. They're going to label us terrorists. They're going to order Blue City Police to come after us. And then it's all going to kick off. And it's going to be Katie bar the door. And then they're going to call it a race war. And going to trick a lot of folks into a race war, and the country is going to descend into a black hole. It's going to descend into a warlord state for several years. I would predict at least 5 years. And the blue cities will starve to death. We're going to have to quarantine those cities, let's talk about is there time to turn it around? But let's war game the scenarios of having to quarantine the blue cities as the best move during the Civil War. And we know Trump's got the military for now. And what the real divides are in the Civil War. But it's time to really be honest about all this and why they got so upset about me last year when I said, Antifa says they're coming to your houses to kill you. Congressmen, federal law enforcement, others, patriots, talk show host. You need to have your battle rifles ready. We're already in a civil war. They went on air and said that I called for violence and wanted me banned. No, they knew that I was aware of their plan and said, get ready.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies, and the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change, and they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trusts of the 19th century who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Look at these headlines. Third arrest made in connection to planned deplorable acid attack. That's from 2 years ago, where Project Veritas got video of Antifa leaders in D.C. planning chemical attacks. And they're mixing other types of acids, you name it, clearly in these videos. They're saying they're doing it with quick-set concrete. They're beating people in the head with steel bars. This is terrorism. Antifa plans acid attacks on D.C. free speech rally coming up this week. Vows to blind attendees. They say that is the goal. Far left group ratcheting up violence. And then I'm going to play the clip next segment of them saying on CNN, it's like radiation treatment for a sick country. Anybody that's a Republican is a Nazi. We're going to hurt you. Stuart Rhodes has practiced constitutional law, won awards, I guess, when he was at Yale for it, worked for Ron Paul, Army veteran. and founder of Oath Keepers, really smart guy, about this whole attack that's happening and the huge bombshell he dropped that we're already in a civil war. Like Patrick Henry said, the war has already begun. You can sit here and deny it to yourself.
Unfortunately.
So lay this out.
Well, yes. I mean, that's where we're at. The left in this country, we're in a situation where the left now, the Democratic Party, is now dominated by Marxists. AOC is the new wave. This is the mask coming off. And as we already said earlier, their new constituency is the rest of the world. It's not the American people who are actually born here of any race, whether you're white, black, or brown. The new constituency is the rest of the world. They're giving a free pass to come here, doors wide open, with no right now there's no penalty. So this is the problem with the Trump administration's failure, frankly, to secure our border. He should be acting as commander in chief right now. He shouldn't be going hat in hand to Congress or begging some judge somewhere to let him defend the country. You should tell that judge to go stuff it. You should go to the Supreme Court with direct jurisdiction and say, until you decide, until I hear back from you, I'm going to defend this country and defend its borders, and call out the military to do so, declare the cartels, international terrorist organizations, and then also declare Antifa to be a terrorist organization as well, and deploy the military on the border and seal it. All of these so-called refugees should be kept on a military base or put back to Mexico straight away. They should not be dispersed inside the United States. And he should be willing to call it out. I think in Congress, McCarthy has now started to speak openly about the ties between the Democrats and the cartels and calling it out for what they are. And of course, the Democrats taking bribes from the cartels. It's the same thing the cartels do in Mexico. So the Democrats, much has been done in Europe, are using these other elements. They're in line with the cartels. I believe they're in line with ISIS and Hamas and groups like that. And Antifa is their military wing, their Revolutionary Guard. And so what's going to happen in this country is that leading up to the election, they're going to open this floodgates even more and bring in millions of more new voters into sanctuary states and sanctuary cities, and they're going to vote. That's why it's a mistake to send them there. You saw Rush Limbaugh and others saying, you know, send them all to sanctuary cities. All that does is lock in even more of the popular vote. And all these states going into this alliance to give the next presidency to the popular vote is going to guarantee a Democrat in the White House, Trump would be the last Republican president, unless he takes decisive action right now. And if it's going to kick off, and of course, the thing that's back of your mind is, well, if we do any of these things, if he deploys the military on the border, he sends the National Guard out there and federalizes them and has them go around and round up illegal aliens, then it will cause a revolution or cause a civil war in this country. Well, so be it. The left is going to go kinetic. Let it happen while Trump is commander-in-chief of the U.S. military and in control of all of our nukes.
That's right. They know they've lost the hearts and minds, and unless they weaponize the third world, bring them into refugee centers, radicalize them, and then bring them in, give them driver's license, and have them vote. New York just legalized that. California's legalizing it. They know unless they really overthrow the country now, they're going to lose. So they're accelerating Cloward and Piven, the Marxist-Leninist program, and they say that themselves. We're not just saying this. This is happening.
Yeah, they say, I mean, openly, there's no such thing as an illegal person on stolen land. You've got David Hoggs saying this exact same thing all over Twitter. And Antifa chants, you know, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. And the Democrats' platform is exactly that, to decriminalize illegal entry in the United States, to end and fight against.
And then say we got to pay for housing, medicine, health care, education. That is total bankruptcy.
Well, it's also just a promise. It's like Bernie promising all the, your school loans will be
Yang offering free money. Exactly. Folks, anytime somebody's saying, communists always say, we're going to give you free money. We just have to put all of our enemies in concentration camps. Did you see the video, during the debate? We're going to play it next segment, of de Blasio saying, there's plenty of money. We just haven't taken it away from people yet. I mean, wow, that is literally Joe Stalin.
And of course, you're never going to get the super wealthy are never going to have their money confiscated and redistributed. It's just a lie to buy votes. So once the Democrats get a permanent lock on power via massive vote fraud, then of course they'll keep promising all these things and they'll keep bleeding out the American taxpayer and just printing more money to support their new constituency, but you'll never get another Republican in office again. And I think that if they were to do this to steal the election, I think the political right in this country will not accept the results. We'll be in a civil war anyway. So you might as well just, it's kind of like being sick and you need to throw up, right? You just stick your finger down your throat and get it over with now so that you're not as bad off later. That's where we're at.
That's right. When you learn that you've eaten something poisonous, one time we were hunting when I was like 13 years old and one of my buddies stuck some pellets in the glass of water, you know, stupid teenagers, and I drank it back and it went in my stomach and I knew I had to get it out of me or I was going to get lead poisoning and get really, 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 really sick. And I vomited up one of the pellets but couldn't get the other out. Got super sick for days, had the you know what's, but it was terrible. But I wish I'd have gotten that second pellet out of my gut. We know poison's in us, and the longer we wait, the worse it's going to get.
Exactly. What's going to happen short term, though, is because of the failures of the Portland PD, for example, has just failed. You had multiple persons attacked over the weekend. You had, you know, Andy Ngo, of course. Then you had Adams?
Yes.
Attacked him and his friend. So you had, you know, on camera, they're being struck in the head with steel poles. That's a lethal force. And it's lucky for them they weren't killed. And Andy was struck with, like you said before, cups full of concrete. So this is actually lethal force. And eventually Antifa is going to kill somebody. What's going to happen in the short term, though, is that all of us out here who believe in free speech are going to wind up going there again to do their job for them. As we did Berkeley in 2017. We were there twice in Berkeley. And there are multiple events in Berkeley where American patriots stood up. You had three percenters, Bikers for Trump, Oath Keepers. You had the Proud Boys. And you had just average, you know, American.
And notice how your Proud Boys, they come after you like your enemy number one. They say it's a terror group, though they were never designated that. They are so scared of Americans standing up. But to watch five or six guys beating an older gentleman in the head with steel clubs, hitting him as hard as they can, I mean, just the cowardice, the scumminess. And he was helping some transvestite gay dude they were beating up. Mr. Adams was. I mean,
well,
just the...
He's lucky he's alive. That's lethal force. And if he was carrying a firearm, he would have been justified in using that firearm to save his life. But, of course, they would have prosecuted him for murder and called him a terrorist. This is where we're at, though. I mean, Americans are going – it's going to happen. Americans are once again going to stand up and go and defend people in the streets of Portland. So you might wind up with it kicking off in Portland. And you just had a situation where it almost kicked off when their crazy governor sent the state police out trying to find the 11 Republican state senators who would not come back to deny a quorum for their insane climate change bill. That was also a powder keg. Luckily, they didn't actually try to go and arrest these state senators. Imagine if one of them had been shot and killed during the attempted arrest. So this is the problem. Oregon has become a focal point and a potential powder keg in this country right now.
It's funny you mention people defending themselves and being called criminal. The Lion of London Bridge, who fought off all the Muslims that killed all the people, he's been sent to re-education because you know, he said it was Muslims that attacked him. And then a man in New York, they busted in his house, physically attacked him. He shot and killed two intruders. They're putting him in prison for defending himself in upstate New York. We'll be right back. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. The false claim that you purposely said kiddie porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafka-esque. This is bizarre. But the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kiddie porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified. But I wonder, where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have through their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months a year. We need to in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing, and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The Democrats have openly come out and said the borders are wide open. They say they represent foreigners for free health care, free housing, free education. They say they can vote. Major states are handing out driver's licenses, letting them vote, California, New York. And people like de Blasio and AOC and others are saying, hey, there's going to be plenty of money. We're just going to take it from rich people and give it to you. This is classic communism, and it's when the establishment decides to wind up the hordes, the unwashed masses, people fleeing Venezuela, that, hey, you'll finally get some free stuff. Just let us into power. And then, of course, all the prosperity disappears. And during one of the debates, de Blasio, worst mayor in New York history, I agree with Tucker Carlson on that, said, oh, there's plenty of money. We're just going to take it all. Well, guess what? All the big rich billionaires, except Trump, fund people like him because he domesticates people. All the big ultra rich have their money offshore. They want America to fall into a collapse. They'll buy it all up cheap. The globalists say they've always been competing with the American system since the British Empire. They don't like you being uppity, you having a swimming pool, you having a nice car, you being able to do what you want. They want to make you poor. It's called feudalism. It's called serfdom. So here's the shocking announcement that they want a violent overthrow, and then CNN saying Antifa's heroes. I'm going to play that. And then it gets worse. Remember what Joe Biden said a few weeks ago? He wants a physical revolution.
So Stuart Rhodes of oathkeepers.org is right. They're going into a physical revolution. Here's de Blasio promising the poor all these goodies if you just let us arrest who we want. But it won't be Bloomberg. It won't be Bill Gates. Here it is.
Yes, we're supposed to be for 70% tax rate on the wealthy. You hear folks say there's not enough money. What I say to them every single time is there's plenty of money in this world. There's plenty of money in this country. It's just in the wrong hands.
And AOC says the world's ending in 12 years, but it's okay. She says that we can just have anything free we want. So going back to Stuart Rhodes, then I want to play some of these other clips. Clearly, as you said, they're going hardcore Marxist. They've been breeding this in the universities. It's always been the plan to do this down the road. But because Trump's in, nationalism's exploding, they're pulling out all the stops and going to pure authoritarianism. And I agree with you. If we don't take drastic measures, if the president and others don't, we're going to lose this country.
Well, yeah, they're thumbing their nose at the U.S. Constitution. They're thumbing their nose at clear federal law with impunity. And so far, the Trump administration, DOJ, has done nothing about this. There's been no investigations whatsoever that I know of or indictments for harboring illegal aliens, for aiding and abetting illegal aliens, for harboring and aiding and abetting terrorism. Antifa is a terrorist organization.
You're right. The Oakland mayor and a bunch of others tell MS-13 when high no-knock warrants are coming of known mafia dens with sex slaves, you name it, the city calls and warns them so they can kill the feds. I forgot about that.
Right. So they're in league with base facts. They're in league with the cartels because the cartels are helping them bring in a flood of new illegal voters for the Democrats. And of course, the cartels are profiting on this. And I wouldn't be surprised at all to learn that the cartels are also paying the payoffs. At the same time, they're in league with radical communists inside this country who want to see an overthrow of our government, overthrow of the system. Like you said before, it is Cloward Piven, but it's also, quite frankly, an invasion with the domestic.
But you
enemy.
Agree they're making their move.
Oh yeah, I think so. It's obvious. And so what they're doing is they're telling all the radical leftists who are truly Marxist and communist, they're telling them, hey, this is it. So that's their only real domestic constituency among the American people are the radical communists.
That's right. They've got all the Hollywood movies trying to make blacks burn down the cities, all the race war stuff. That's not working. They're trying to get Hispanics to hate America. Right. That's not working. So you go out to these events, it's 90% meth head, white professors and city workers.
Right. It's young white students. I think it was, what's his name on Twitter? And on Poole. Tim Poole was saying that what this is Antifa is an identitarian white movement. He's right. It's almost predominantly like 99% white. It's young white liberals who have been conditioned like a zombie invasion, basically, to hate their own country and to hate it with, you know, and so they'll fight to the death. And as I said before on your show, they'll fight to the death believing that they're being killed by Nazis. When us veterans get up and take them to task and beat them and kill them in the streets in a civil war, they will die believing with all their hearts that they're fighting Nazis like their grandparents did
And let me stop you there. That's profound. I mean, veterans and people up against the general public would wipe them out. But when I've watched Antifa, been there, but also watched the videos, these people are particularly pathetic. I mean, if I hit somebody with a steel club full power, they die probably. They're hitting them over and over again. It's splitting their skulls open, but it's not killing them. You hit somebody, Stuart, you kill them. I mean, these guys are so pathetic and so wimpy that if it goes to a real war, we're just going to wipe their ass out. But what you said is even more profound. We know MS-13. We know Hezbollah is an auxiliary for money laundering. The deals were made in Fast and Furious all the way into the Middle East and are actually sleeper cells. And Antifa is only the decoy cover for Hezbollah. And I've been told this by high-level CIA, FBI, people that have been involved wiping some of these groups out, you know, where they've just done the kill notices on them because they're foreigners and some of the worst leadership of it. I mean, I'm sure you've heard about that. You've got all your military sources. So we've been in a hot war for 3 years since Trump got in. But the Democrats and Hillary were preparing to use them as their muscle. That is so profound.
Well, they're also using them as useful idiot cannon fodder. So I think what they want is they'd love to see American veterans, you know, just kind of
peen and bone. Stuart, your Skype's breaking up. I want you to do five more minutes with us.
It would help.
Put him on hold for a minute. I'm going to come back to him in a second and see if we'll do five more minutes to ask about solutions here. Folks, you cannot hype this stuff up enough. I cannot explain to you how insane, how out of control. And please remember to go to oathkeepers.org. Support Stuart Rhodes and his great work as well. It's a great organization, demonize and attack, just like Proud Boys, but older, stronger, even more effective. If you're a veteran, you really should be part of Oath Keepers. And, of course, anybody can support Oath Keepers. But this is it. This is the second American Revolution. We're fighting back. And I'm going to give you some inside baseball next segment with Stuart, then our next guest comes on. But listen, I need financial support. I would already have like 10 more reporters. We've been much more effective. I'd have 4 or 5 more camera people, and we would be able to really kick butt, even despite the deplatforming, if we had more capital. Thanks for your support. We're still here. We're still operating despite the boycotts, the attacks, the fake lawsuits, all of it. And, you know, now they're moving into even more sinister stuff to try to set me up. That's okay. I'm a big boy, but I don't want to go into political combat without the political ammo, without the crew, without the gear. I want to fight. I want to either, you know, fight and win or die trying. So I'm not a victim. I'm in the field. I love it. But I need provisions. And, folks, it's a symbiotic relationship. Infowarsstore.com. We have the 4th of July special, the Save the Infowars special, store-wide 50% off, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping. We are selling out of X2. We are about to completely sell out of our Survival Shield X2, which we couldn't even get in for almost a year. This is your last chance to get it 50% off at InfowarsLife.com. The warehouse has just informed me before the show that we are about to sell out of our entire Survival Shield X2 inventory. It could be weeks or even months before the next shipment arrives. This is your last chance to secure your bottle of Survival Shield X2 and learn what it does as the good halogen, the only pure iodine out there. 50% of InfowarsStore.com, 50% off right now before it's all gone. We will also be holding back bottles exclusively for auto ship customers, and you get an additional 10% off on that, and we're selling out of a bunch of other items at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got less than 100 of the limited edition Clown World shirt that commemorates the debates and has InfoWars.com on front and back like a concert shirt. Less than 100 left of those. But whatever you do, go to Oath Keepers' website as well. Get some of their great T-shirts because that's how we fund our operations. And we don't back down. Stuart works 7 days a week over at oathkeepers.org as well. So be sure and get some of their great Oath Keeper ball caps and shirts or make a donation there. No matter who it is, folks, I've gotten to the point with some activist groups where I'm just giving them donations because I know they're so effective. And I never really talk about it, but back when we had more money, I was spending over $1 million a year covertly funding other activist groups and organizations that did just such a great job. But it's gotten down to the point, that, you know, at this point where I can't even do that anymore. So whether it's oathkeepers.org or whether it's InfoWarsStore.com, now is the time to be engaged. Now is the time to realize this isn't a drill. The left knows they're losing intellectually, culturally. We're going to come back, give Stuart the floor for 5 minutes about solutions, other things he's looking at, what else he thinks is about to happen. But I want to, I don't know his full view on this, though I follow him and his great research. They're doing this because they instinctively know they're losing. They're doing this because they know populism's exploding, and they're doing this by basically hitting the panic button, the massive censorship, the massive violence, the bullying, dumping hot coffee and tea on me all the time when I'm out in public in any leftist area. But anytime you go outside of leftist areas, people love us. So, but the problem is the average person doesn't realize we're in the Civil War now. They know they're losing, and they're about to ratchet into a hot war. Hour number 3 with so many other guests as well. Please stay with us. InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man.
Well, she's been demonized. She's been banned. So, interesting young lady. Put out some very sophisticated videos lately. Will be joining us. We're going back to Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers.org. Stuart, I know that Trump gives orders and then is ignored. So he says start the antitrust and then his people won't do it. They admit there's a mutiny. He signs documents. They won't execute him. You know, so his instinct's right, but he's surrounded by people that won't do what they're told. Meanwhile, we've got all these reports pouring in. CBS drama, The Good Fight, calls for the assassination of Trump, says punch anybody that's a Trump supporter on the show. The corporate media knows what they're doing. And I just hope they know if this really kicks off, it's already kicking off, they're going to be held responsible. What does Trump need to do? And what are other angles of this? And what can we as citizens do to whether it's going to happen or not? And I agree, we're already here, basically, to affect the battle space and get engaged now to make sure that we win this thing.
Well, we have got to both push him and support him in acting as commander in chief. This is the only route he has left, and it's the one he should have used from day one. But you said he's surrounded by bad advisors, so we have to be able to reach, go around them and reach him with a message that he must deploy the troops on the border. He must be commander in chief. And so actually, I was contacted by a black gunnery sergeant, Marine Corps retired. We had a brilliant idea of doing a national stand to of veterans. And so we're going to do that. But we picked Veterans Day, the weekend of Veterans Day, November 11th. There's already a rally going on of the three percenters at Arlington National Cemetery. So we're going to go ahead and join with them, but we're going to call for a national stand to of all the military veterans in this country and then march from Arlington to the White House with a message to Trump, for a clear message. He must act as commander in chief and deploy the military and deploy us as the militia and get this taken care of. And in between then, we're going to do state stand twos of military veterans in every state. And I picked August the 17th for that stand two. We already have Joe Biggs saying he's going to go to Portland on August 17th. So let's go ahead and make that the time when all the military veterans come together. Of course, American patriots who are not prior service have a duty and responsibility to also stand up as well. But we want to make sure that the president gets a message from the military, from us current serving and retired military, that he has to act as commander-in-chief. He must deploy the military on the border. He must call in the federal service, all the National Guard units of the states, and put them on the border, or even better, put them to work backing up ICE to go and round up the illegal aliens who are going to be the voting bloc for the Democrats. If he does not do this and do this now, then we're done politically. The political solution window will have shut. It'll shut on 2020.
No, you're right. God gave us a chance with Trump, and if we don't all execute right now, I mean, the Democrats admit we're bringing in a group to outvote you. It's over. And we're going to bring in communism. So the country will be gone. This is how we get conquered. This is globalist forces. Multinationals have said they're doing it. They're financing it. They're financing the refugee centers. This is an act of war. And Trump needs to cut all the funding from the UN, doesn't he?
Well, he does. But, of course, the first thing he has to do is secure our nation and secure our vote. So because without the vote, without the ability to actually vote for the next president, we will not accept the results of the election. We'll be in a civil war. This is the last chance we have to fix this politically. He has got to shut that down.
And by the way, so everybody I know, black, white, old, young, is sick of this. And everybody I know is just, they're like, tell us, Alex, when we stop paying taxes and we start doing whatever we want and we start going after people. And by the way, my listeners aren't dumb. They're not dumb. People aren't going to go find Antifa. And I don't want this to happen, but I hope all the politicians and bureaucrats and people know Santa Claus has been making a list.
Well, they need to understand that when you go into a warfare like that, a civil war, it's going to be their entire command and control. It's going to include it's going to include the journalists. It's going to include the leftist journalists who are pushing their propaganda. This is something that happens in every civil war. It's not going to.
And that's why they've been pre-preparing that Trump's attacking journalists, even though they're attacking him and causing the civil war. They want to cause the war and then make themselves victims when they get in big trouble. They're really playing with fire. They got a tiger by the tail. Thank you, Stuart Rhodes. Great job. Oathkeepers.org.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You'll be right back with SOAF. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger.
All right, Soph, the young lady who's been banned and restricted on most of the internet because she used a few potty mouth words. The leftists can do that all day. They can brag about killing born babies and talk about kill those little bastards. Take that two-year-old baby, bash your brains out. That's the new trendy psychology in leftist media. But if she uses the word poo-poo or something, she's got to be banned. But she's put out a new video that's pretty sophisticated, and I'm trying to figure out the full riddle to, and we'll talk about that next segment. Here's some really good news. You keep hearing about leftist judges blocking Trump's agenda, but then it always goes to the Supreme Court, and in almost every case, he wins. Judicial Watch org reports California begins massive voter roll cleanup, notifies up to 1.5 million inactive voters as part of Judicial Watch lawsuit settlement, where people are voting in the names of dead people or folks that aren't on the voter rolls. That's 1.5 million evidence of illegal aliens voting and others in California, backing up that Trump says 3.3 million voted against him illegally in the election. That was in major university studies that looked at the voter rolls. So there you go. They're having to purge those off. That's why the California and others are saying just let illegal aliens vote. Many cities are letting them vote. Unbelievable. Well, Soph joins us. She's on Twitter at SurNugget. She's plagiarizing the actual given name of Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's spirit animal is SurNugget. And, of course, YouTube at Soph and Patreon.com, Corbis. And she joins us. I've been wanting to get her on for a while. This is an update on being demonized, the national media, people calling her a right-winger. I'm more of calling more of a kind of a libertarian provocateur, but maybe I'm wrong. Just to get an update from you and also talk about your new video getting into the boomer generation that you think is the real culprit, the real problem here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Alex.
Well, thanks for joining us. What do you want to tackle first?
I could do anything, really. I mean, a lot of stuff has been going on lately. I mean, I got out of school, but I had an eventful last few days, and I had to talk to my principal about a few things. But the new videos, I worked on that a lot. I think it's pretty interesting as well.
We're going to get to that coming up next segment. Just describe some of the stuff that happened. Your dad got threatened. Your family got threatened. They tried to dox you. Since you were on a few months ago, tell people what's unfolded.
It was an onslaught of articles about me, a lot, that were sort of, painting me in the wrong light, taking quotes out of context and saying things, I said that I never said. And, I had journalists harassing my parents, you know, finding information about them and calling them and emailing them, even contacting my grandmother at a point. Some of them were really going crazy with that sort of thing. And then within the school itself, I was getting a lot of harassment from my fellow students. I got assaulted technically 3 times, and I also had to speak with my principal and that sort of thing. And I'm being kept from saying things by my superintendent. It's a pretty crazy situation.
You're being kept from saying things online by the school or at school?
Exactly a week ago, I got, after, you know, school is out, it's already summer vacation and I'm transferring to a different school. I had a meeting with the principal. I had this tweet where I said that, some students who I have no idea who they are, who were trying to get a segment of like an interview of me, try to get it removed from the yearbook. I said that they are, gay babies who are, you know, farting on the floor about it. Pretty much, and he had a problem with me calling them gay because apparently that's a slur now. So I had to talk to him, and it's unclear about what I can say in my next video about everything that happened at school. I mean, if I can even pass judgment on the kids, because in the principal's own words, there's no code on what speech is disciplinable.
Well, we know in California, under the Ninth Circuit, it's American flags you can't wear in California under the Ninth Circuit. But I guess we'll have to have a new ruling on you, though, to ban you as well.
Yeah. I mean, all the rules are super unclear. It's pretty much if students make a big enough ruckus about you, you can get punished for it. So, I'm just trying to work things out right now, how I can move forward and how I can talk about what's happened to me without facing negative repercussions for it.
What do you make of the mainstream media, the corporate media, the dying dinosaur media lying even more now? I don't know if you're familiar with what's happened lately. AP said that I lost a lawsuit for a book about Sandy Hook, that I never wrote the book. I wasn't interviewed for the book. I didn't lose a lawsuit. And they went on to say all these other incredible lies about me. They said that I said white Jew boys about the lawyers that are suing me. I said they're white shoe boys. That actually means white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Ivy League graduates from Yale. That's what they are. Wannabe elitist. And then they said that I said... Jew boy. So there's a whole new level to the weaponization in the media.
Yeah, I mean, I'm unfamiliar with specific incidents, but I totally believe that. I mean, even people like my parents are starting to wake up with how blatant it was. Before I went on the show, my parents pretty much bought the mainstream story about you because, you know, they have regular jobs or, you know, they do work, so they don't have time to go out of their way and really research these things. And that's what big mainstream news sources really count on, that the average viewer doesn't have the time to look into the story so they can blatantly lie and get away with it, just counting on the viewer's ignorance. So, but after I went on the show, they realized that you're not crazy. You're just a normal guy. And, you know, they have started to wake up to what's been happening to the mainstream media.
Well, I find it fascinating that, how old are you?
I am 14.
So you're 14, and my 15-year-old daughter, she's 15 now, is as smart as you are. She's just not really politically engaged. My son, 16, he's super smart. He's been doing videos since he was 10 that he actually did himself. People thought that I told him what to say. But you compare that to a lot of young people today, they seem like zombies, or most adults are so stupid that it frightens me. And the IQ is plunging in the country. It's really scary for me. A, do you agree with that? And B, what do you think is causing it?
I mean, I think that's consistent at least through millennials. When it comes to Gen Z, there's a lot more skepticism, I think, just because they have so many sources just getting used to the internet that they realize, oh, well, like newspapers aren't the only source, so they might not be credible.
I think the studies show that. You're right. Why do you think then the millennials just literally seem on average like lobotomized zombies?
I think because they just got to the internet later on, so they spend so much of their life getting used to these sources that they just have this unbreakable trust in them. I don't know what it would take to really, you know, expose to them that that's just not true.
I think you're right, but it's more than that. There's a subservience, and they think they're on the winning team. They went and got two or three college degrees that are worthless by design. And then the system, once it catches you in a scam, like a Nigerian scam, they get you to give $1,000 because you're going to get $100,000. They go, oh, Prince Abubu needs $10,000 now, but you're going to get $1 million. And once you've already invested $20,000 in the scam, you're supposed to get $10 million from Prince Boo-Boo or whatever his name is. These people will tell their family, no, you're jealous I'm getting money from Prince Boo-Boo. And then they'll have a Nigerian fly over here, get on a Greyhound bus. This happened to people I know. Come to their house in a Prince outfit, but they have no money and they have a 1 week visa. And then families break up and people's wives run off, their husbands run off going, no, the prince is here. I hit the jackpot. So it's the same thing. And then they'll sign their house over to them because now the prince is going to give them $1 billion and they can never admit they got conned. So the left keeps doubling down betting. They're like compulsive gamblers believing they're finally going to be the ruling class. Their degrees are finally going to work. Once Bernie Sanders or Hillary takes over, she'll give them places in the whole economy. But she says in the WikiLeaks show, my dumb constituents want money and position. It doesn't exist. They're all a bunch of stupid baristas who want power. They don't have the intellect, the will, or the energy to do it. I hate my constituents because she knows who they are. They've got 2 degrees on average. They've got a meth habit. They love Satan, and they're completely unhappy, and they see other people that have energy and lightning in their eyes, and they want to kill us, and they want to hurt babies, too. We'll be right back, Soph, with your interesting video. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Clown World, InfoWars.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's already being printed. Your new ultra-limited edition Clown World t-shirt will be shipped out to you. And on the back, like a concert t-shirt, Clown World 2020, Cory Booker and all the rest of the usual suspects. We're going to have live coverage, and there's only 5,000 of these being printed. And that's it, and it funds the operation. It's a Clown World, and we're just living in it. Celebrate the circus that is Democratic debates with this exclusive limited time Clown World shirt, $19.95. Really soft, nice, high quality fabric, whole nine yards for everybody. No reviews yet. And yes, we're running store wide free shipping, 50% off of the supplements, and double Patriot points. And that's how we fund this operation. Thanks to you, the amazing audience, and this amazing crew, and everybody else, we will prevail. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please support us today. These sales are big.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Shock patterns where you show people something and one person thinks it's flowers, another person thinks it's demons, another person thinks it's a unicorn. And you can get a good psychological idea on patterns in people's brains with those. And of course, people that have a dirty mind will hear something and think it's about sex when it's not. Well, I saw this video yesterday that Soph put out. Young 14-year-old girl who's been on the air for a few years and has millions of followers. And when I was watching it, I was thinking, well, who does the internet always obsessing about saying runs the whole world? They either say the Jews or the Catholics or they'll pick up. I mean, I guess the left now says white people are inherently evil and white people are the bad thing on earth. And being white's inherently bad and we should all pay reparations. So I'm watching it and I'm thinking, is she going to say white dudes? Is she going to say Jews? Is she going to say? Because I was trying to, I mean, I could tell it was something along those lines, but I go, well, David Rockefeller's not Jewish, and that guy's not Jewish, and this guy's not Jewish. I'm thinking, okay, is she going to say they're all Democrats? Well, some of those are Republicans. And then she says, boomers. And again, it's the media watching that would again project Jews onto it, because a lot of these powerful CEOs do happen to be Jewish, some of the leaders, but some are liberal, some are conservative. But the truth is they're all boomers. It's boomers creating the racial division. So it's a very sophisticated video. It goes on for a long time and it's got some profanity in it. So we're not going to play all of it here. But, Soph, what was your thinking? And thanks for coming on short notice. What was your thinking in doing this? Cause I didn't talk to you before you came on. I've kind of made my guess at it that you were, it was like a Rorschacher blot ink pattern to kind of show that the internet's obsessed with this, both liberal and conservative, and projecting it onto everybody. I mean, I've got articles here, Instagram investigating an Alex Jones post that has stoked anti-Semitic hate in the comments, and it was a mere one socialist painting about the robber barons, and it had nothing to do with Jews. A couple of the guys just happened to be Jewish that were in it. And it was 4% of the comments out of hundreds were anti-Jews. So now I'm guilty for 4% of comments. So this is total and complete mind control. I have that painting hanging in my office, but a better version of it. He's had many versions. The version I have doesn't have a famous Jew in it. A few of them do. But I mean, so what? There have been famous people that are good and bad that are Jewish. I mean, you know, Lenin was Jewish. I'd say that was an evil guy to be Jewish. Hitler was an evil guy to be, you know, Austrian. But there's been a lot of great Germans. You know, Bismarck, you could say, was greater. There's been great Englishmen and, you know, great people from Africa. But what was your thinking behind all this?
The intro segment just happened to fall into place. I mean, it was originally conceived as sort of a funny, you know, bait and switch comedic thing, but it happened to sort of fit in with the rest of the narrative, which is like, well, there needed to be an explanation for why the millennial generation is what it is. I mean, you know, it didn't just pop out of nowhere, so you trace it back maybe to the universities, but what happened to academia didn't just happen out of nowhere, so. And it was happening at around the same time boomers were there, so it just happened to, you know, fall into place. It intuitively made sense.
Well, this is definitely a very original video, and I don't know, you know, people that have degrees in media that could put out something as dark and interesting in the way it was all shot. Did you do this by yourself?
Yeah, I did it. Well, technically, I set up everything by myself, but I have a friend that I work on these videos with. He's a Vapor Boy on YouTube, and we're just friends, but we, you know, bounce ideas off of each other, and he'll add a few things to the scripts here and there, and we'll do, you know, recordings together. But, you know, my parents aren't, you know, helping me set up anything or anything like that.
So you're 14 years old. How old's your friend that helps you?
17.
Okay. Let's go ahead and roll the first part of this video. Here it is.
I thought you were all fools. The idea of tracing all our troubles back to a single group of people, I just couldn't believe it. Scapegoating like that seemed too easy, too simplistic, but it pains me to say it was right. It's almost like I didn't want to believe. Once you start seeing it, you just can't stop. They're everywhere. The banks, the media, the government, the Federal Reserve, my neighborhood. It doesn't take a genius to pick up on it. Notice anything? I know you do. You can't ignore the patterns. The ratty face, the hair, the nose. Who else could it be other than greedy, slimy, money-loving boomers?
The list of things more insufferable than dealing with boomers is a very short one. It's as if they have a sixth sense that allows them to strike when you're the most irritable. And like a type annoyance Pokemon, they have a characteristic move they love to use. Complaining about your use of the internet. In a handful of phrases, they manage to squeeze out a copious amount of superstitious gobbledygook about how much time you spend on the computer. All while obnoxiously looming over your shoulder to watch you download Skyrim mods and Doom wads. And when their lecture is done, they slither back downstairs to watch whatever MKUltra programming is beaming out of their 60-inch LED TVs, which only makes their objections to our consumption of media funnier, considering they're happy being fed an infinite course of a politically charged and geriatric version of Teletubbies. And they have the gall to go bug their kids for watching TikTok compilations. In their minds, because their source of entertainment is under the auspices of the establishment, it simply can't be wrong, regardless of how trivial, diversionary, and consistently untrustworthy it may be. Meanwhile, we can access every single morsel of information known to man through the web, but there are no flashy credit card ads lodged in it, which basically means it can't be reliable. It's almost poetic how the big screen the boomer sits in front of gives so little in the way of anything, while the little screens they so despise are a window to the endless expanses of the internet. And perhaps that's what truly annoys them. The lack of main guidelines, the all-too-open nature of the internet, and all the esoteric info it offers without any filters. The skepticism it symbolizes must really grind the gears of people whose main interest is just to not bother anymore. The boomer's MO is blissful ignorance. The prospect of questioning the current authority is a foreign one to them. True patriots don't question the government. And alternatively, true Democrats don't peddle preposterous conspiracy theories. Boomers are perpetually tangled in the minutiae of the Euclidean political spectrum, never able to see a bigger picture or realize how much trouble the Democratic
Party is. Again, the video is very interesting. She's targeting boomers, but she's playing on the whole bait and switch, thinking that the media will project and think that it's anti-Semitic. And that's what I got from it. That's what I thought, because I know you don't engage in that type of religious or racial division. I've just when I've seen your past videos. But I wanted to give you a chance to just clarify what your video that people can see on your YouTube channel stands for And again, the group responsible for all of our troubles. Soph, other points you'd like to add about the video?
I just think it's one of the points I sort of go in on there is the trend among boomers that they're so caught up in the political, you know, conflict, always caught up in the, you know, democratic, I guess, landscape. To me, it seems the solution is no longer a political option. It cannot be achieved through political means. So I think it's, you know, something pointless for them to be so focused on that. And I also think with the millennials thing, they have Stockholm syndrome for the boomers in that way. They've already invested so much just with college that they think they still have to, you know, focus on all those values.
Let's talk about what's wrong with the boomers with Soph and constitutional lawyer Bob Barnes.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is Providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, in that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Soph is 14. She's been on the internet for a couple years. She has millions of followers. Her average video gets about 500,000 views. And that's what the shadow banning she's under. Well, she talked about Greta Thunberg and got so many strikes on her YouTube, it was frozen. Because it's bullying. If you talk about a 16-year-old climate activist, that means pay the Rockefellers, pay Obama, pay the globalist carbon taxes, literally, at the Chicago and London Mercantile. That's like when I was criticizing David Hogg last year, when he was literally saying I was a horrible person, a criminal, and I would criticize him when he was giving speeches to 10,000 people, and they banned me. They said, you do not talk about David Hogg, who's 17 years old. And so I was asking, why no videos for 2 months? Well, she's been locked out of her account for 2 months because I guess she talked about Greta Thunberg. Tell us about that. So you're 14, but you don't get to have your opinion. I guess you said something mean about her?
I didn't really say anything mean. I mean, the worst thing I said was she had a square head, but I said, like, fellow square head. And YouTube just classified it as harassment and cyberbullying, even though she's way more famous and, you know, 2 years older than I am. And I tried to appeal the strike, but they still haven't gotten back to me on it. I guess that's a tactic they use. They just don't respond to your appeals. I mean, I just think it's insane.
Well, Antifa was caught on video loading hundreds of acid bombs that they threw at people and beat people over the head with steel bars, splitting their skulls open. But that's okay. But if you disagree with someone saying the world's ending in 12 years, like AOC or Greta Thunberg, you're the bad person. How dare you, a 14-year-old young woman, criticize one of their Lord and Saviors?
I know. It's just crazy. I think, yeah, she's like one of their protected people, because I think she's very effective at getting the message across to young people. And that's what I commented on. I mean, I think she's, you know, just being used as a tool to push the message of, oh, yeah, the government's just trying to collect more taxes. It's just an effort for, you know, the whole climate change thing is probably just exaggerated by, you know, government-employed scientists to collect more taxes through a carbon tax or whatever.
Greta Thunberg, the world's ending. Please pay all the money to AOC or I'm dead. And don't criticize that plan, even though only a few countries have to do it. And then we won't be able to economically operate against China. And China and Saudi Arabia have been actually funding us to shut down our energy so we can only buy from them. But that's okay. I'm Greta Thunberg. Wow.
I mean, she's very articulate, and that's probably the main reason they've been striking her. If she was not articulate and she wasn't effective and she wasn't savvy at technology, she wouldn't be targeted in this manner. The idea is that essentially there's a safe space for only protected ideas and protected classes, and everyone else is subject to harassment, to targeting, to censorship, to physical assault, as happened this weekend. It's a sad situation.
And Google calls that internal documents, Project Veritas video, fairness, that it's fair to suppress you, Soph.
Yeah, I've been keen to the whole, you know, Google bias for like a year and a half now. So I'm not surprised with any of this Project Veritas stuff that's coming out. I think it's just, you know, to be expected, because it's so clear the bias that they put out on people like me while they just propel Greta Thunberg to the top of everything, to top of, you know, recommended videos or whatever else.
It's amazing. Let's talk about millennials. Let's talk about, because we're not saying all millennials are bad, but statistically they steal more, they don't give to charity, but they tell you how to live your life. More than half of them identify as communist with their smartphones and $200 skinny jeans and $200 sunglasses. What's wrong in your view, Robert Barnes? I mean, even The Atlantic says the boomers ruined everything. They gave birth to the millennials. Maybe Generation Z will save us.
Well, I mean, I think what happened is there's good articulation of this by various sociology professors and other political science professors.
Sociological is a hard word to say.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to get to. But essentially what happened was this safe space culture was impregnated into the boomer class as they were raising their kids because of the kidnapping scares and the various child care scares that took place in the late 80s, early 90s. So don't go out and mix.
The whole world has become a little, and Google's even building, and so is Facebook, little AI spy cities where you live in a domed bubble.
Exactly. And you have these special safe spaces on top of other safe spaces on top of other safe spaces. And they've grown up in a safe space culture that mingled with that self-entitlement culture. And you combine safe space culture and self-entitlement culture, and you get people who really believe without any question, without any doubt, without any reservation, that they are entitled to only their voice being heard. They're entitled to
because
nobody.
They're the ruling class.
Exactly. Very much so. And that the safe space culture that they grew up with as kids, with, you know, play dates, that everything was controlled and organized, it's sort of a mini version of the nanny state is how they grew up and were acculturated by their boomer liberal parents.
Whereas my generation was the last to just, oh, you're 10 years old, you want to take the shotgun? I'd put a .357 on my side with a holster, and I'd get a tent and a couple of my buddies, and I'd go out on a four-wheeler, 1,000, you know, acres in the middle of a wilderness, and just sit there and hunt and hang out for 2 or 3 days.
Exactly.
People think that's like now leftist outside major cities. They're moving in, like, outside Atlanta, outside other areas. There's always news of this. And people will drive by somebody's house, and they'll be skinning a deer. They'll call the police for animal cruelty, and the cops will arrest them, even though it's legal and they had a license. They go, we still think that someone called from the nanny state, yes, skinning a deer is hurtful.
Well, even though it's dead. It's amazing. I mean, I do think Generation Z has a lot of promise. They're much more independent. There tends to be a generational reaction to the prior generation, and the Generation Z is sort of the anti-safe space culture in place. Very independent, understand how to reach out to each other through social media, understand how to persuade and communicate through social media, understand how to express dissident opinions and be unafraid of big tech and unafraid of big media and unafraid of having quote-unquote unapproved opinions. And I think they are the generation that's going to salvage and save the American future moving forward.
I totally agree, but you bring that up. I mean, literally, when my dad was like 9, 10, they would send him every summer to apprentice a month there in a factory at an oil rig to go pick cotton somewhere, you know, with family to see what the real world was like. But they'd just throw him on a bus, and he'd just go drive down there, and they'd take guns to their school, put them in the locker to go hunt at their friend's house. And literally, I remember being a kid just 33, 34 years ago, 35 years ago, being 10, 11, and nobody thought anything in the country, if you were walking by a fence, somebody's out there cutting stuff with a tractor, that there's a bunch of little kids with .357s on their hips and shotguns. That was totally, because we were all trained, it was normal, nobody got hurt. Nowadays, people flip out if they see an adult like that, Soph. What do you think's happened?
I mean, I didn't even consider all the safe space stuff, but I think it's just the contrast of the way that boomers were raised versus Generation Z. That's something I focus on. Boomers grew up in an age of great prosperity, so they got, you know, most everything was pretty much handed to them, is what I focus on. And I think growing up in such an environment, they didn't need to learn what, you know, how to defend themselves or you know, need to learn any, you know, good life advice, financial advice, because no matter what they did, they got success. And
so they just say assimilate, do what the establishment says. They're in a cult.
Yeah, well, particularly the upper middle class liberal boomers that she's describing. So for like your blue collar working class boomer, what they experienced, and this is, you see this in the division of Trump support amongst boomer generation, it's your non-college folks who saw their entire livelihoods ripped away and disappeared. They had to serve in multiple wars that were failed wars, that were dumb wars, that were unsuccessful wars, that were unpopular wars, that killed their friends, their family, and their neighbors. They had to go home to communities that were being ripped apart by racial politics, by their homes ripped apart by gender politics.
You're right. We've got to divide the working class boomers, who are great people, versus elite boomers. When we say boomers, we mean elite,
exactly,
generally white upper class boomers.
Privileged kids who grew up so privileged that entitlement was second nature to them. No sense of scarcity. One critical principle of conservatism and sort of its hardcore root is a recognition of scarcity. There was no recognition of scarcity because they were just used to
AOC says, they go, how are you going to pay for all this? It's exactly 5 times the budget. She goes, we'll just do it.
Exactly. The military must spend a whole bunch, right? So I mean, it's just, there's people that don't have any sense of limits, don't have any sense of know what it's like to live with limits. It's a self-entitled babied culture that easily bullies others because of how easily they were babied their whole
life. I agree. So do a few more minutes with us and we're going to get into the other issues with Barnes a little bit the next hour. Jill Salente coming up, on where you think this is all going, what you think President Trump should do, and more with Soph. Be sure and follow her Twitter at Sewer Nugget. She's named after Barack Obama's wife. And YouTube at Soph, patreon.com/Corbis. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com. InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault, so we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
In the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. The false claim that you purposely sent kitty porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafka. This is bizarre. But the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kitty porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified. But I wonder, where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trusts of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shake people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw. Even it is what you just saw.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide from deep in the heart of the ATX. We're going back to SOAP. I'm doing 50 minutes the next hour with Barnes. On all the big news that we haven't hit yet, and to recap the Antifa terror attacks. And I want to explain something after she leaves that is so critical. They are probing, they are testing us to normalize attacking us. They call acid milkshakes. Understand, this is all a big test to see what they can get away with. Charlottesville was that. For me, dare pointing out that Soros financed it, I'm being sued. Fine. Misrepresent all you want. The truth will come out. Georgetown University. financing lawsuits to shut us down because they fear us and they know we're effective. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Save InfoWars 4th of July special. I'm going to have to end it by the 4th of the day after because X2, the clean deep earth crystal, pure iodine, the soil is depleted. The types of iodines you get are bound with other substances, other minerals, other periodic table elements, and you can't absorb it. If you don't know about iodine and loss of IQ and loss of energy and problems in the glands, well, you just don't know. When I remember to take X2 four or five times a week, I have so much energy, so much focus, so much everything. Sort of taking it 7 years ago, and I was exercising all the time and couldn't drop weight, and I lost 50-something pounds. Now, I basically quit working out except for some ellipticals, so I've gained 30 of it back. I'm just going back on a regimen again where I'm taking all the vitamins, all the minerals, and I'm exercising. I've already lost 5 pounds the last week and a half. And you know, you're going to see quite a transformation. The next 2 months, folks, you're going to see it because I'm going to work out like I used to before I took X2. The stuff has made me lazy. But you take the X2, you take the fish oil, you take the turmeric, you take the ultimate bone broth formula. They're all 50% off. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping. And I want to explain something. Everybody knows how great bone broth is. You go to Whole Foods, you go to other grocery stores, they've got little mason jars for $10, or it's on sale, $8. It's got the equivalent of a quarter scoop of bone broth from chicken in it, and chaga mushroom and bee pollen and stuff. But I keep meaning to go to the store and get some of these to come show you. There's almost nothing in them. You're talking hundreds of times more in a canister for $19.95. And this is $9.95 for one little mason jar that's just yellow and just has the bone broth flavor. Nobody's ever made a bone broth like this. If you don't know what bone broth does for you, research it. I don't have hours to get into it. All of it's 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. But we're selling out of the X2. And they put us over a barrel. They get it between 7 and 12,000 feet. The oil company we were getting it from, is just pure crystal source. You go through the DEA to even store it before it's transferred into the process that makes it where you can take it, because it's a controlled substance at that level, because you can make all the stuff with it. It's a magic element, okay? They hit you with all the bad halogens like fluoride and the rest of it. This is the good halogen. It took us over 6 months to get it resecured. I played guts ball. I said it's discontinued. I wouldn't let them raise the prices on us because then it'd be like $50 a bottle. They're going to double prices on it for us. So right now it's $19.98, even though, ladies and gentlemen, we only make like $5-6 on it at that, and maybe that. So 4.9 stars, 98% reviews, original X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. X3 is excellent. It's tri-iodine. The other two types and then the pure type, because some people can't absorb just the pure type. Most folks can't absorb the bound types. So X3 was what doctors and scientists told me was great. Folks, when I tell you X2 has been the best, they don't want X3. They go, well, X2 is the best. It's kind of like when Gillette had the best a man can get with 3 razors. And then I'll kind of agree, 4 or 5 is a little too much. People are like, hey, it's the best a man can get. Don't tell me you have 4 blades. Okay, fine. Some like 3, some like 4, some like 2. X3 is excellent as well. It's not sold out. So InfoWarsStore.com. So if we're two old guys, you know, running over a 14-year-old lady here. So, but I really want to hear what you have to say. Any other key points you'd like to make about where you see society going, the massive censorship, what you think Trump should do, Antifa just north of you, openly producing all of these acid attack cocktails to attack people. I mean, it's big news when an Islamist throws acid on somebody, but when the liberals do it, it's loving, and we have a CNN clip saying this is a good thing.
I mean, yeah, everything seems to be accelerating just leading up to the election. I mean, all the Antifa stuff is crazy. They're certainly doing a lot of damage, but I think, I don't think they're something that people should be scared of. I mean, it's, you see the videos, it's like a whole crowd against one person, and the one person is still able to get away. Proportional to the size, they can't do much damage. They're weak, so if, you know, people can meet back with a greater force, which I think is easy, then, you know, things will be good. Yeah, I mean, we can talk more about boomers if you want.
Well, again, I'm not up here as Mr. Tough Guy. I've had my ass kicked plenty of times, and I never started a fight. And I got in fights with people like state wrestling champs and folks that have your head in the concrete in 10 seconds. Didn't matter what you did, you couldn't kick their ass. But I've certainly, you know, won most of the fights I've been in. But I can tell you this. If somebody tried to hit me in the head with a metal club, they're going to die. I mean, or I'm going to die because I'm going to get on top of them, and I'm going to ram their head in the concrete. And by the way, that's not premeditated. you try to kill me or you hurt me, that's when you really get hurt. Because the state wrestling champion, I said I didn't beat him, actually did break his trachea, crushed his windpipe. He had to get a tracheotomy and was put in the hospital. But so I guess I did kind of win. But the point is, he had pile drive me and thought he'd kick my ass, and I popped right back up and punched him in the throat full power. But all I'm saying is there's always somebody tougher than you out there. But why do you think so if they think they can go out and engage in acid attacks and hit people over the head with metal bars?
I think they know that the establishment is on their side. I mean, something that the leftists like Carlos Maza often say is that, oh, the establishment is right wing, you know, big corporations like YouTube are anti-gay. They're never on our side, which is completely just opposite of the truth. You know, everybody's working together with the left wing. They're not stupid. They just have overconfidence in the fact that the system is on their side. I don't know if that's how it's going to work out, but it seems that the police really aren't doing much to stop them. And I think this is why the right to bear arms is so important. In situations like these where the police doesn't have a handle on it, you need to be able to defend yourself.
I know your dad's had threats. You've had threats online. Has anybody recognized you on the street and said anything to you?
So far, I mean, I haven't been recognized on the street in a while. I've been recognized a few times before, but it was always positive. So far I haven't been harassed, you know, out of school, just in public, but we'll see how long that lasts.
Barnes, you've been out in public with me. We're not bragging. It's good news. What you probably 90% of folks that come up are positive. Others are kind of neutral. Maybe I don't think I've ever seen anybody get in my face yet. I went and dropped my daughters off at camp. I couldn't get out of there. I shook almost all the girls' hands, all the guys' hands. They all chased me. I'm not kidding. Chased me where my truck was parked. It's a huge camp. And were demanding photos. And more kept coming. And I got stuck there for an hour taking photos with up to 30 people who just kept – somebody chased me in a truck to take photos once I got on the highway. I'm not bragging. That shows we're winning the info war. But that minority is violent.
Oh, no doubt. And the goal of Antifa is to scare the SOFs of the world from into silence. That's really the goal. The goal is if you get out there and you're going to be a high profile person with views that we don't like, it will escalate from, it will start with censorship. Then it will go to sort of cyber stalking, true cyber bullying, and then it will escalate into actual physical bullying and actual physical threats and physical violence.
But am I wrong, Soph, in saying that type of behavior only would make you fight harder?
I mean, I don't know if it's a good thing, but it definitely, like, it excites me in a sort of way that I feel like I need to get involved in what's going on. It's just, you know, it seems like there's so much civil unrest that I need to be in the middle of it and get involved. And yeah, like, people seeing things like this will alienate them from the left. That's all it does. It makes them, you know, angrier. It gets them more revved up and ready to fight. And it's only going to just, you know, accelerate things and make more people ready to fight Antifa.
Well, that's how what I think. And I agree with Soph. I mean, this is exciting. The threats to our freedoms and them threatening to attack us, that doesn't make me want to stay away. It makes me want to go there.
Yeah, well, the spirit of Americana and the spirit of America cannot be put out by a bunch of sort of black bloc style of vigilantes who are basically just trying to be the sort of lefty brown shirts of the modern age.
By the way, let's be clear. Even the Daily Beast is now reporting what I told you first hour. The FBI's warning of terror attacks in D.C. by Antifa. Yep. The FBI is now calling them a terror group because when you're cooking acid bombs by the hundreds and hitting people helping a gay dude they attacked, a gay guy in a sundress, and Antifa was attacking, when you're doing that, you're a terrorist. Look at that. Homeland Security warned of Antifa terrorist attacks. Soph, what do you make of that?
I mean, I'm glad that there's actually being a resistance to it, that they're at least trying or seemingly trying to take care of it, and you know, hopefully that's effective. But I think most of the fights are going to be taking place between citizens themselves.
Well, I know this. Anybody does anything to my family, I'm not going to go after Antifa. I'm going to go after their bosses. So everybody should, in their target menu for attack profile, be doing that research for defensive counterattacks. Antifa is not the target. Their controllers are. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like a one-eyed.
Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
Devil's always close behind. You're doing the Lord's work. So keep behind us. Lord Jesus Christ, get behind me, Satan. I'm going to find me a reckless woman.
I'm going to find me a reckless woman.
You like Waylon Jennings?
Oh, I love Waylon Jennings. Old
razor
school.
Blades and
dice, you know, he was a Buddy Holly fan.
Yeah, he was. I mean, like back in the 50s, you could have been on a tour and you could have seen Buddy Holly, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, Muddy Waters, Elvis.
And they were out in West Texas, and it was sub-zero. And he had to ride in the bus. It was going to be freezing. And take. And he goes, I hope your damn plane crashes and you die.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah. Sad. But one of the
powerful
greatest.
When you're Waylon Jennings. You can't be cursing people.
That's true.
Like that Providence. All right. His son's a cool guy.
Oh, yeah.
Shooter, you know him. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
So you're awesome. And we like the work you're doing. You got a lot of sophistication. You got a long career in the M4 ahead of you. Any other points you'd like to add? Because me and this old dog have been running over you.
I mean, I just hope everybody watching is just, you know, keeps hope for what's going on. I mean, just seeing the onslaught of things on Twitter all day and the news about this and that and the left-wing attacks and people are getting hit over the head with crowbars. I think, you know, in the end, things are going to work themselves out and, you know, justice will be brought about. That, you know, people like this are not going to get away with it forever.
I agree. Tell us about you're representing a client who's semi-autistic. They beat up twice. So he pulled a gun on him. They're trying to put him in jail.
That's right. I mean, all of what happened to Andy Ngo and in Portland is predicated upon the Portland police, the Portland prosecutors, the Portland politicians, including the mayor and the judges. When someone who was put on the Asperger spectrum was, had...
Tell me your client's name.
Michael Strickland. He'd been violently assaulted before. He'd been violently threatened with assault. He went to film a public event. And when he was there, they were approaching him from the back, from the side, and from the front. They're all wearing masks. There's a reason why they're wearing
masks. They've attacked him before.
Exactly. They have weapons with him. They're all much bigger than him, much stronger than him. There's a lot more of them. And all he does is, while moving backwards, shows them that he has a gun. And he does it in exactly the manner that you're trained to do. He does it while he's walking backwards, just brandishes it and shows it to them, and then puts it away. And it had its intended protective effect.
And they're like, we're a bunch of cowards that just want to kill you. How dare you? Police!
And the police, knowing the backstory of this situation, knowing what happened, arrest him instead. Charge him with 21 different felonies. He ends up with not even, Portland's jury pool is so bad, they could not even get a fair and impartial jury.
We're going to roll that video coming up. What's the headline of that video? We'll pull it up.
There's multiple different ones about him pulling a gun on Antifa.
There's video of it, though.
Oh, yeah, there's multiple videos of it because it got played multiple times at the trial.
Let's go to YouTube and type in
Michael Strickland, Antifa gun, Portland.
Yeah, so we'll have that. So thank you so much. What's your next video going to be about?
Next video, I'm going to try to recap everything that happened over the past few months with me in May and June, that what happened with the school, what happened with all the mainstream media, and what were the repercussions for that in my daily life. I mean, it was some crazy things, like the school was like essentially putting a target on my back. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about.
You could also do sarcastic videos where you like talk about that girl with the carbon taxes and just go, I agree with AOC, the world is ending in 12 years by the clip. I agree with this little girl, we must all pay carbon taxes to Al Gore. I will do what they say. Thank you, YouTube, for taking my channel down and giving me strikes before. I now know how to behave. You are right. You are correct. I mean, I'm thinking about that. For people that are still on YouTube, still able to do it, if I was still there, I'd do a bunch of sarcastic videos.
Yeah, and they can just always finish with Alex Jones bad, Orange Man bad, and then they have it all wrapped up.
Kill babies after they're born. I love world government. I love Islam. I love acid attacks. Sorry, Sophie. Go ahead. You're bad.
I think that's the only way that I would ever survive on YouTube. I mean, everybody's going to get kicked off eventually. But if I actually, like, wanted to stay on there, which is, I don't, I think that's the only way I would be able to get by.
I know folks that know, and I know a few of them, like, high-level writers for BuzzFeed and all these other crappy, like, they all know it's a big joke. Mm-hmm. It's all a sick joke. But they write articles about, you know, milk is racist, and the media goes with it. So thank you so much, and God bless. Be safe.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I pulled the article up, the video up here from the Oregonian. Man pulling gun at Portland protest caught on video. They're now making acid bombs that attacked this guy before. You were going to finish up telling us the whole story of this.
You see him right there. He's backing up. He's far away from anybody. All he's doing is brandishing the gun, showing them that he's armed. If they come and attack him, he puts it and holsters it. That's it. And what he did is exactly what you want someone to do to protect. Look at all these people that are surrounding him that now are trying to get out of the picture. But look at all that. You have 8 different people within just 5 feet of him. And they're all like,
and again, they beat him up once, tried to attack him, threatened him before.
They had partially broken his arm before. So, I mean, this is a little guy. He's not real big. He's been constantly threatened, physically assaulted, repeatedly victimized. He was the Andy Ngo before Andy Ngo. His name's Michael Strickland, has a site called Laughing at Liberals and other things like that. And what did the Portland police, politicians, and prosecutors do? They in prison. They jailed him. They put him in jail, charged him with 21 different felonies. The jury system is so bad in Portland, they could not even pick a fair or impartial jury. The Portland judge then hammered him, did and made a whole bunch of legal errors in the process because the judge knew what the politics was in Portland. The politics in Portland was give Antifa free reign. And it's worse than what the Klan
had.
So
what ended up happening?
So he ended up going to jail, and he ended up being, and he hired me after he'd been convicted. So I am representing him on appeal. It's currently pending before the Oregon Court of Appeals. A bunch of people got together to assert his rights, First Amendment, Second Amendment rights, because this is somebody who was exercising his Second Amendment rights to assert his First Amendment rights.
And they're chasing him. There's a long video. I've seen it. They're chasing him to his car.
Absolutely. And they've done this repeatedly to him. And they've done this repeatedly throughout Portland. And what I told the judges of the appeals court was that they've created a system that's a joke. They look like 1920s Birmingham that's green-lighting the Klan.
Or 1934 brown shirts.
Exactly. You could look at certain Soviet activities that were going on in violence in the red-white revolution in Russia. We haven't seen this in the United States since, and even most towns didn't do this for the Klan, what Portland's doing for Antifa, and what D.C. is doing for Antifa. I was at the Deplorable, was one of the co-sponsors of the Deplorable, which was for the Trump inauguration.
They plan to attack that with nerve gas.
Correct, and they had already had the plans in place. This was a National Press Club where it was done. They already had the plans in place. They had mapped out the entire air conditioning duct system. So they were that close to poisoning thousands of people. So this is who they are. And important note about that, almost all those Antifa people that did that violence around the inauguration, they could not get a conviction out of a D.C. jury. They got jury nullification that is far worse than what was happening in the 1950s South. So that's what we have. We have Klantifa that is now being greenlit by major politicians in lefty cities like Portland and D.C. that are threatening the physical safety of ordinary people trying to exercise their First and Second Amendment rights. And in Michael Strickland's case, it was a young, small kid that's, you know, on the spectrum doing the best he can with his grassroots journalism. In Andy Ngo's case, he's a gay Vietnamese, small, in stature, reporter just
yeah why does Antifa, because I've gone out to events, they don't mess with me. There'll be an old dude with a don't tread on me in a wheelchair that's paralyzed. They'll attack them, or a woman, or like a little Asian reporter who isn't even, and they'll, or like they're a gay guy, that's how he's described, in a summer dress. Antifa didn't like him, so they started beating him. So this old guy comes over to help him, and they split his head open.
Not only that, I was at the Mike Cernovich event in New York City last year.
Well, they tried to shut that down.
And not only that, they physically assaulted and put an elderly Jewish man in the hospital. Same dynamic. They generally target people that they, if you look at most Antifa, they're not exactly people who are naturally trained fighters. That's why they carry weapons. That's why they're dressed in all black. That's why they're hiding their identity. That's why they travel in a group. If people want to know the history of this, Antifa's mirroring the Black Bloc of East Germany and West Germany. And the Black Bloc was notorious. They would do riots where they would attack the public and attack the police every May Day.
Exactly. So this is a classic communist takeover plan. You've got Joe Biden saying it's time to get physical in our revolution. Mm-hmm. You've got CNN and all these clips we played earlier praising Antifa. They really think this is going to go well. I don't think they're thinking this out. Beto campaigning for president in Mexico. Not going to go well. What are they thinking?
Well, their logic is, that's what they've done. They've removed the ability to defend yourself at these rallies by politically corrupting the local communities that govern the criminal prosecution in those communities. That when Portland police have tried to crack down on Antifa, they have been threatened. So that you basically have a Klan. It's like some, 1990s action movie where the local mobster comes in and takes over the whole town. And you need a world.
Oh, I watched. You're right. I watched hours of different angles of videos. This is over 3 hours of protest, but I got enthralled by it this weekend. I was extra time on the elliptical, though, because it was so interesting I could forget I've been on the elliptical for an hour. The cops would come over when they're beating a woman and say, stop it. And Antifa would say, F you, and swing at the cop, and the cop would step back because they're fired if they, and so the cops are behind the scenes saying, look, it's the mayor.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. The police chief and some of the others are political actors. The ordinary, there's people that have retired from the Portland police. There's people that have reached out to me from the Portland police that are ashamed and embarrassed as what's happening. So this is entirely the politicians at the top. I blame some of this on the courts. The courts' failure to exercise the rule of law in Portland is a disgrace to the courts and the
leaders. What I'm asking is, Where does it end?
Well, and the other thing I would add here is you pointed out that you're targeting little guys. The other potential defense mechanism here were groups like the Proud Boys. And that's the reason why Antifa and the left targeted the Proud Boys. Tried to get them shamed, tried to get them smeared, tried to get banned.
Because they got their little meth head asses kicked.
Exactly. They knew that if there's 10 Proud Boys around any to go, they don't try to attack them. They just yip.
You'd have 200 of these meth heads against 10 Proud Boys. So why is the left so pathetic? Like, don't you get it? You attack women and children. You can't fight. You're pathetic.
Oh, precisely. And, well, the thing is this. Anybody that's a real fighter is not going to be an Antifa guy, right? It's someone that's in the UFC. It's someone that's a trained boxer. It's someone that grew up on the streets. It's someone that served in our military. It's someone who has a deep sense of loyalty to tradition and community and to family. And they protect the vulnerable. They don't beat up the vulnerable. So it's very much a leftist mindset to try to use their power over the
weak. That's why they're obsessed with killing babies.
Precisely. The most vulnerable life in the world. And they target the most vulnerable life in the world. And there's almost a cult surrounding it now. I mean, when we're to the point where we're saying, now, you know, 9 months, fine, go ahead and kill them. Every single Democratic candidate said that. Late-term abortion needs to be something that
we go out to Democratic events and the women come over and go, I say kill them to age three, those little pieces of filth. And I've got all the comics going, I love torturing babies. They love it.
Well, look at the White House Press Club doing that at that major event where they had the comedian talking about clubbing a baby as a joke. So this is the mindset.
They're trying to get rid of our own survival instinct.
Yeah.
Because if we won't stand up for babies, it metaphysically opens the gate of God's providence leaving us, folks. This is real stuff.
You can't hate the most vulnerable life in the world and care about humanitarian ideas.
I'll use the allegory of the golden child, which is an Eddie Murphy movie and cheesy, but it's actually archetypal, and the left wrote this. They understand it. They want to kill the golden child. It's like the new Dalai Lama or the new Christ or whatever from a Buddhist perspective. And they've killed kids. They've tortured them to death and taken their blood and put it in oatmeal to the golden child, and he keeps refusing to eat it. And the demon in man's form goes, you will eat it. And then the demon goes in and talks to the devil, and he goes, Lord, I can't get him to do it. He goes, don't get the Ajanti dagger. Go ahead and kill him with some secret weapon because he won't defile himself. If they trick us into supporting killing babies, if they trick us into supporting child trafficking, if they can metaphysically trick us into evil, God will remove our protection and our providence is gone and we're done and we're hanging by a thread, folks.
And what happens is collectivism is sort of a recandescence of old school human sacrifice, where the ideas of the community and the elites mattered more than the humanitarian rights of the individual. And you're seeing, when you go back, when you see when they do archaeological excavations, they find these communities where they're bashing babies' heads on the wall and on the ground and so forth. So it's a mindset and mentality that's meant to elevate collectivism over individualism, elevate the state over the rights of the people, elevate...
over humanity. We must degrade humanity because people are squirmish about destroying humanity. We're out of time. Gerald Celente from Kingston, New York is ready. And we got the War Room, 3 o'clock Central, coming up with Owen Schroyer. Whatever you do, your word of mouth is paramount. It's king. Without you spreading the word about the live shows, they'll win, but you've been taking action. I salute you. And store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off all the supplements. It's got to end because X2 and a bunch of other products are about to sell out. The toothpaste, fluoride-free, super blue, colloidal silver iodine, it's available. It's all 50% off. Thank you all for your support. But please take action and get the products today. Only about 50 of the Crown World limited edition shirts left.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. Clown World, Infowars.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's already being printed. Your new ultra-limited edition Clown World t-shirt will be shipped out to you. And on the back, like a concert t-shirt, Clown World 2020, Cory Booker and all the rest of the usual suspects. We're going to have live coverage, and there's only 5,000 of these being printed. And that's it, and it funds the operation. It's a Clown World, and we're just living in it. Celebrate the circus that is Democratic debates for this exclusive limited time Clown World shirt, $19.95. Really soft, nice, high-quality fabric. Whole nine yards for everybody. No reviews yet. And, yes, we're running store-wide free shipping, 50% off of the supplements, and double Patriot points. And that's how we fund this operation. Thanks to you, the amazing audience, and this amazing crew, and everybody else, we will prevail. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please support us today. These sales are big.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello, hello. Great to be back on Alex Jones Show. And I want to thank everybody for all that they do at InfoWars to keep the people informed with news that you can use rather than the junk news that the prostitutes sell on the mainstream media. Controlled, of course, by six companies, 90% of it plus, only by six. Hey, how about those debates, huh? What kind of imbecile would call them debates? They're not debates. It's just more of the crap that the mainstream media throws out there. You got 1 minute to answer the question and 30 seconds to respond. How can you intelligently do anything like that on any major issue that means anything? How do you stand about the Iraq war or the Afghan war or what's going on in Libya? Well, let me tell you this. They tell you about my, when I was 18 years old and I was, I mean, what stupid garbage. It's nothing more than soundbite stupidity. Again, brought to you by the mainstream media. You know, this Me Too movement, they should really get back into shape over here because after all, it used to be the League of Women Voters used to run these debates, when they were debates. I say bring them back. What a freak show it is. So, you know, Trump met with the leader of North Korea. And so here's my take on it. I don't think it happened by a tweet. I think the thing was planned before, just to make it clear. That's, you know, the motto of the Trends Journal, think for yourself. I mean, it wasn't, hey, the President Trump tweeted he wants to meet you at the DMZ. What do you say we go there? I think it was all set up. And here's what I also believe. I believe, as a trend forecaster, I forecast is going to be peace with North Korea. It's already, plans are already made. Right now, it's just a sideshow. They're going to save the big announcement closer to the 2020 elections. Number two, Afghan war over before the elections. Everything's in play right now. And number three, the reason Trump didn't attack Iran is because Iran ain't Libya, certainly not Syria, and it's not Iraq. It's Iran. These Persians have been there a long time, and they shot this thing out the size of a major airline at a very high altitude, phew, took out that drone. So if war broke out in the Middle East, and we still have those battleships out there because that's all they really are, these aircraft carriers, these days of hypersonic weapons, laser technology, and on and on and on, a lot of them would have been toast. So I believe that they didn't strike Iran because Trump realizes that this is a real war and it would be a bloody one. So I don't see war with Iran breaking out, not at this point, and not with what's going on now. So as Trump tried to make peace with North Korea, the imbeciles on the Democratic side attacked him. So what do we have here? Here's Pocahontas, Warren. Our president shouldn't be squandering American influence on photo ops and exchange love letters with a ruthless dictator. Save your crap, Warren, like the rest of you. Who the hell are you to say what they should? Ruthless dictator. Hey, you love that one in Saudi Arabia, don't you? That's okay. Yeah. How about all those ruthless dictators that the United States supported? Oh, we got to celebrate the overthrow of the Honduran government. It was just a couple of days ago. Brought to you by the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama. Obama, yep. Obama, quote, I'm really good at killing people. That Obama, huh? That's in the book Double Down. That's who I'm quoting. Hey, how about those other dictators, huh? Pinochet was great. Better than Allende. Yep. One dictator across the globe America supports and has supported. But how dare you talk to that dictator in North Korea, Warren? And what else do we have here? Oh, she said, instead we should be dealing with North Korea through principled diplomacy that promotes U.S. security, defends our allies. Hey, which allies are you going to defend, Warren? Oh, you're going to lead the fight? Like all you other people that talk about defending our allies? You're going to send your money, send your kids, send yourself, or shut your mouth? All of you. Men, women, black, white, green, yellow, transgender, this gender, that gender. You call them out, take them out, or shut up. Had enough of your...
bullshit level, DEFCON 5.
You got it. And what else she has to say? Oh, defends our allies and upholds human rights. Oh, yeah, like the great human rights that you dumbo craps did with the overthrow of Gaddafi, huh? We don't like the way he's treating his peoples, I tell you. Yeah, we're going to get rid of that guy, Obama says. And all those dumbo craps and repulsivekins, back them up. But how dare Trump talk to a dictator? What garbage. Good for Trump. First president ever to go in a DMZ. Look, I disagree with Trump on a lot of things. I agree with him on this. I agree with him on the trade issues. I agree with him on the border issues. Don't agree with him on a number of foreign policy issues, including Venezuela and Iran, and also with the Golan Heights, giving it to Israel. So on some issues I agree, others I don't. I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in a party or a person. In their deeds, you shall know them. The motto of the Trends Journal, think for yourself. So that's the way I see it. And then we had B.S. Bernie Sanders shooting his mouth off. Where's what he had to say? I have no problem with him sitting down with Kim Jong-un in North Korea or anyplace else. But what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day? Well, we'll see, Bernie. If we're going to bring peace to this world, we need a strong State Department. Are you kidding me? A strong State Department. They're just a bunch of flunkies that do what the president tells them to do. We need to move forward diplomatically, not just in photo opportunities. Okay, Bernie, if you say so. No photo opportunity. That's all you are, is one big photo opportunity. How could they go after Trump for this? One after another, calling him out. Rather than, hey, great, maybe peace is at hand. But no, it's only a photo op. And anyway, we're going to be back in a little bit. And don't forget, support InfoWars. I do. Super Male Vitality. Be back in a few.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off.
all InfoWars best-selling live products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, it's great being on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, just a couple of days away, but it's here right now. 4th of July mega sale. 50% off all InfoWars Life formulas, plus free shipping and double Patriot points and new Clown World shirt. That's right. They've launched a new major special at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Get 50% off all InfoWars Life formulas, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. This could be your last chance to stock up on top InfoWars Life formulas before they are completely out of stock. The warehouse has confirmed they're already selling out of Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality in DNA Force. And that's why I bought a whole load of Super Male Vitality. Got to keep that vitality going. And hey, I'm a male. Nope, I haven't decided if I'm a non-gender yet. I'm a male. Just saw a big story in the Wall Street Journal how many women are deciding not to get married and just have children. You know, do what you want to do, but I couldn't be me without my mama and my papa. That's right. My father, may his soul rest in peace. When I was a little boy shooting my mouth off, he'd say to me in Italian, Pappagallo, parrot, stop repeating what everybody else is saying and think for yourself. And of course, my father also taught me, learning from him, to be a fighter, not there to take BS from anybody. I don't give it. I don't take it. So, my mother, on the other hand, taught me how to be appreciative of very many feminine things. So I like the masculine and the feminine. So I'm sticking with Super Male Vitality because I love the feminines. Yep. You can accuse me of that, ladies and gentlemen. Matter of fact, will you get me that book over there, please, Jay, of Zizzy and Honey Boy? What Zizzy Gave Honey Boy, one of my favorite books, everything I've ever written, been writing the Trends Journal since 1991. And to prove my super male vitality at a very young age, that's Zizzy. Zizzy is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. Z is aunt. Zizzy is your auntie. And she was the last one. They made a movie about this book with Doris Roberts, the woman who played the mother in that TV series, Everyone Loves Raymond. And she died 15 minutes into the movie, but you can get the 15 minutes on Amazon. Anyway, here I am, right there. First communion with Teresa McKelvey. That's right. We used to kiss her religious instructions. They'd have me arrested today, man. They'd have me all shot up with that stuff. How dare you do that? You know, in the Catholic Church, they teach you that you can receive the body and blood of Christ when you're 7 years old and you reach the age of reason. When I reached the age of reason, I fell in love with Teresa. There it is. There's the proof. So, you got your chip? I got mine. So, super male vitality. I love it. And as we move on here, talking about a no male vitality, how about little Jimmy Carter? Jimmy Carter. All the liberals love Jimmy Carter. Yeah, the guy that deregulated the airline industry. Now we've got two airlines that run everything. And before Jimmy Carter and that other little lowlife called Alfred Kahn, I'll never forget him, an arrogant boy. Kahn man, that's him. Yep. When I was a young man working in D.C. and living in Chicago in D.C., and I used to be a government affairs specialist down there, and I was flying around first class. There were 150 airlines. But thanks to Jimmy Carter and Alfred Kahn man, they deregulated them because they had laws, very strict laws in place. You only could charge so much. You had to make it on service. There were airlines everywhere. Competition was real. Not anymore. Anyway, the president himself should condemn it. Admit that it happened, Carter said. There's no doubt that Russians did interfere in the election. And I think the interference, although yet not quantified, if fully investigated, would show that Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put in office because of the Russians interfered on his behalf. You know what that is.
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
It's Carter crap. That's what that is. What kind of, if it was quantified, if it was you're nothing but a loser. An arrogant loser. It wasn't quantified. They can't quantify it. You know why, Jimmy? Because it never happened. Capisce? Or is that over your head, peanut farmer? It never happened. If it happened, they would have quantified it. Like Saddam Hussein, at weapons of mass destruction. Love the Gulf of Tonkin incident, didn't you, huh? Remember the Maine? No. Too old to remember that, or too young. Quantified, shouldn't be president. We did a lot of deep research on this, and we figured out why Donald Trump won. And we were the first magazine, the Trends Journal, in May of 2016. It's there in black and white that forecast Trump a winner. The reason he won is because Hillary Clinton is seen as being very disgusting to a majority of the people. In states that counted, not in total votes, but in states that counted. Oh, and I believe, and I could be corrected on this, but more women voted for Carter than Clinton. Could be wrong, but I think I'm right, but not 100%. But anyway, they couldn't stand her. And that's why they voted for Trump. And of course, Trump promised things that the people were for, like no more war. And you saw what happened with Tulsi Gabbard at the debates. His most looked up Google name. And according to the Drudge Report, she got the highest rating after she ripped upon that little clown over there, Ryan. You know, two soldiers got killed in Afghanistan, he said. And we have to be there. You go over there, Junior. You go over there. Fight your way through, man. Show them how it's done, Ryan. Lion Ryan. Another little lowlife. I hate these boys and girls that call for war and never go. Send yourself, send your wife, send your kids, send your money or shut your mouth. Anyway, moving on to some other news of interest. Oh, here's the Tulsi Gabbard, by the way. Gabbard was the most searched candidate on Google on Wednesday night. And according to the Drudge poll, that's right, the straw poll, he came in, so it's right there. Talking about wars, right? I'm a young guy, Vietnam War's going on. I didn't want to go. I was too stupid to be against it. I just couldn't imagine me getting shot at in a foreign country. You know, so call me a draft dodger. You're right. A war based on lies. Let's get this 100% straight. The Gulf of Tonkin incident, as they reported, never happened. But those lousy commies, those Vietnamese, hey, they still got the same communist government. You know what? Vietnam's economic moment has arrived. Yep. This weekend, the Vietnam government signed trade and investment pacts with the European Union. Even before such tailwinds, talking about the trade with Vietnam, was on the path to becoming an export powerhouse with outbound trade up by more than 2,000% since the turn of the century. Oh, I thought we could have hate those commies. Yeah, but we got to do business with them. It's okay. Yeah, you send our young men to get killed. That's okay. We're doing business. We're going to be back in a little bit. Don't go away, and don't forget, support InfoWars. Put your money where your heart is.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great to be here on the Alex Jones Show. You know, I was telling you before about my book, What Zizzy Gave Honey Boy. And again, everything I've ever written is my favorite. This is about my 83-year-old aunt. And I was just thinking about it. Targeting some of the essential issues of our time, work, family, healthcare, politics, war, and aging in America. Zizzy made Celente think about whether America was delivering on its promises. Have we lost too many timeless old world values in the march to progress? Are we really better off today than we were yesterday? And what does the future hold for each one of us, our families, our communities as a whole? So, took Zizzy to help Celente see the unsettling truths about what has happened to America over the last several decades. They would talk about the world they once knew, a world filled with family, dinners together, and Sundays at church. So, if you want to get what Zizzy gave Honey Boy, just go to our website, trendsjournal.com. And you get a copy if you'd like to buy one. And, of course, the Trends Journal, our monthly magazine, new issue coming out this week. So, and again, don't forget to support InfoWars. Put your money where your heart is. I want to talk a little bit about the economy. Boy, whew, markets went way up today, went down a little bit, back up. Gold went down. Here's my forecast for gold. Gold has to stay above the $1,385 an ounce mark for it to gain strength. The downside risk I see of gold is $1,270 between there, $1,250 at the very worst. I don't believe it's going to go down that low. I'm a trend forecaster. I don't tell you what to buy. I do not give financial advice. Gold has to break over $1,450 an ounce to spike to the 2000 mark. So I want to just give you some kind of few headlines. Oh, before I do, though, Apple picks China for production of new Mac Pro. Yep, it's the only device assembled in the U.S. Isn't that great? They got all these tax breaks, and now they're getting it made in China with those commies. Remember, we were taught to hate those commies. We had moron teachers having us hiding under desks in case an atom bomb went off. Like that was going to save your life because we were afraid of those commies. Oh, and if you see a flash, don't look at it. Yeah, like, phew, you'd be toast if you saw a flash. That's the moron education system we have. We need a new education system, too. I write about that as well, interactive university. You know, you saw what happened with Walmart. They're putting virtual reality on people that are hiring for management positions. It's the new way of learning. It's the 21st century. Our education system is a German system developed for the Industrial Revolution to take people that were making their own things and putting in centralized locations, read, write, do a little bit of math, and follow orders. And that's all our educational system is, to follow orders. So going back to Apple and trade, you know, this is where our future is, bringing the jobs back home, because the jobs at Walmart aren't paying a living wage. Millennials can't buy homes. You see the numbers coming out all the time. The story just came out now. Let me see if I could find it. Ah, here it is. Okay. Want me to read the headline? $5. I'm only kidding. Rental demand surges as home sales keep sagging. People cannot afford to buy a home. So I'm totally in favor of bringing the jobs back. And to me, it's very simple. No trade wars, no tariffs. Put back in place the laws that existed before. End of story, Jack. And to be politically proper in these days, and Jill. Don't want to leave anybody out. Also, with the immigration issue, which is the big Democratic issue or dumbo crap issue, it's very simple for me. Put it on the ballot. Let the people vote. Yes, I want to bring in more immigrants, and I am willing to pay X amount of dollars for each one coming in for their health care, for their education, and other services. No, I don't want more immigrants, illegal immigrants coming in. I will pay X amount to build a wall, or to, I would say, to protect the borders. Because to me, it's a very simple formula. Close all those 800 bases overseas, bring home the troops, secure the homeland, and while they're at it, fix our third world infrastructure. You know how many times you blow out your front end? You go down to New York City. Holy cow. The potholes in that road, all over the place. Third world rail we got. Taking the subway in New York is a night in Calcutta. So anyway, going back to the economic trends. Yes, the Dow is up, but there's worry coming in that earnings are going to be down. And that's what you have to look at. And again, what we saw with these tax cuts, and again, I call them as I see them, according to the Tax Policy Center, well over 80% went to the 1%, and most of the money went into stock buybacks. They had capital improvements early on in the first few months, but that died. And now you're seeing Apple moving their production overseas, as are other companies. And again, I believe with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, you get it made overseas, you pay the taxes coming back in for that product. That's who you put the trade tariffs on. Nike, Apple, Levi's. That's who you tax. Again, getting it made in Vietnam. How, you know, look what we did to our soldiers, guys my age. How many lives were lost? Almost 60,000. 250,000 wounded, people dying of Agent Orange poisoning. They finally just passed the law to give them some breaks, but not all of them. Yeah, now, you know, we're in our 70s. How much more life you have left? And they're finally getting it now. So no more wars. That's why I occupy peace. I honor the founding fathers, beginning with George Washington, a real man. Remember Washington crossed the Delaware? Yeah, could you imagine Clinton crossing the ocean to go fight, or Obama or Bush? Couldn't they fight their way out of a paper bag? So that's why I occupy peace. I want to go on to more economic news to show what's going on. They're coming out with the job figures on Friday. That's going to make a big decision on where the Fed is going to go. So they're looking for, I believe, let me see here, 160,000 jobs to be created. Last month, they only created about 75,000. That number may be artificially low, and they may boost it back up. But my forecast is the Fed is going to lower rates in July, and they will probably lower them at least one or two more times this year, and at least two more times next year. There's a global economic slowdown. That's why you're seeing oil prices where they are and not going up with the tensions in the Middle East. Matter of fact, Russia and Saudi Arabia just announced that they're going to keep holding back on production. The OPEC and non-OPEC members are cutting off some 1.2 million barrels a day. You're looking at some companies in the United States going bankrupt in the shale business and other oil-related businesses because the prices are low. Then you take a trip to Saudi Arabia. They need oil at $100 a barrel for their economy to break even. And we're looking at, what, $60-something dollars, $63, $64 a barrel for Brent crude. So these are indicators that's important to watch. Other ones to look at. Gold, of course, that's the leader. Where gold goes, so goes the global economy because it's the ultimate safe haven asset. The higher prices of gold goes, the worse it looks around. And the reason the dollar's not going down, by the way, is because the other currencies are so weak. They got problems with Chinese banks. They're lowering the reserve ratio requirements, the money that banks have to hold to loan it out. So they're in a lot of trouble. Eurozone, they're going to be putting more quantitative easing. So watch gold, watch oil, and watch copper. Copper prices are down about over 7% this year. Dr. Copper, they need it in everything, from high tech to heavy industry. So the lower prices go on copper, the lower the global economy. So those are the things to watch. And also, don't forget, support InfoWars. Do what you can to keep the truth alive. And we'll see you when I get back the next time.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, in that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature, but Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.